30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, we get together and we discuss all the important health stories of the week, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting that all together is what we call intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. If you want to get in on the action, that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So, and perhaps you're not inclined to call or you can't call, maybe you're driving. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in the program or some of the questions that come in during our live broadcast. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about ear creases as an indication of higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Is that for real? Also, the relationship between high sugar intake and depression, a new study sheds light on that relationship. Are dogs able to sniff out PTSD? There are service animals, service dogs in particular, that are used to detect the risk of seizure, the risk of episodes of hypoglycemia and diabetics. Can they actually sniff out impending episodes of anxiety in PTSD sufferers? Interesting research on that. Lots more on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255 for calls. And let's talk a little bit about pain. Because when it comes to pain, can a doctor's bedside manner have an impact on a patient's perception of pain? You know, if you were to choose a doctor, would you choose a doctor who has excellent bedside manner or a doctor who has great technical expertise but maybe is a little bit of a cold fish when it comes to empathy? Well, it turns out that you really require both to be a good health practitioner. President Clinton famously intoned, "I feel your pain," when he was talking about the economy and the kinds of things that people were facing with price hikes and inflation. And that was an example of empathy from a politician. And he was a quite successful politician, no matter what you think of his policies. He was kind of a touchy-feely guy, in both the best and worst senses of the word. Well, there's an article that is quite fascinating in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And that's a pretty authoritative medical journal. It's entitled Physician Empathy and Chronic Pain Outcomes. And the question that underlay this study is physician empathy associated with the outcomes of patients with chronic pain? And I can think of no more better example than chronic low back pain is an example of a chronic pain syndrome. And so they did a study of 1,470 adults with chronic low back pain. And they were treated by a variety of physicians, ranging from physicians with high empathy to physicians with kind of low empathy. They're actually scorings that you could administer to doctors based on their empathy score. I'd like to think that I might score high on that. But they then watched them over a course of 12 months, the patients, that is. And what they found is that patients treated by very empathic physicians reported having significantly better and clinically relevant outcomes pertaining to, and I'm quoting, pain, function, and health-related quality of life over the ensuing 12 months compared with patients treated by slightly empathic physicians. And it didn't matter what type of therapy was administered, whether the therapy was non-pharmaceutical therapy, like, say, a referral for physical therapy, or whether the therapy was with pain medications, it actually didn't matter what type of therapy was administered. It was the empathy score that was inversely associated with pain intensity. And what they found is that of all those interventions, non-pharmacological treatments, say, I don't know, perhaps acupuncture, physical therapy, maybe mind-body therapies, relaxation therapies, or even potent opioid therapy, which can really knock out your pain, but also knock you out and make you addicted, and even lumbar spine surgery, which is supposed to be the definitive treatment for low back pain, it turns out that physician empathy was associated with more favorable outcomes. So pretty interesting studies suggesting the power of, I guess it's the placebo. I like to think I give good placebo when I see patients. But it's very, very important when it comes to patient perceptions of pain and outcome. All right, here's another story on the pain front. If you're suffering from pain, the tendency is to take it easy, because if it hurts, don't do it, right? So if you got a pain problem, low back pain, neck pain, knee pain, hip pain, any number of pains that people experience, the tendency is to lay off physical activity. And that may make sense, because an injured body part requires rest. But did you know that physical activity can actually protect you from chronic pain? And according to a study, one of the reasons is that it increases your pain tolerance. So in this research, and I'm quoting, the head researcher says, we found that people who were more active in their free time had a lower chance of having various types of chronic pain 7 to 8 years later. For example, being just a little more active, such as going from light to moderate activity, it didn't have to be, Olympic events, ultra marathons, Ironman triathlons, just moderate activity, was associated with a 5% lower risk of reporting some form of chronic pain later. And in this study, they looked at 7,000 people. The study was done in Norway. After obtaining information about the participants' exercise habits during their free time, the researchers examined how well the same people handled cold pain in the laboratory. Later, they checked whether the participants experienced pain that lasted for 3 months or more, including pain that was located in several parts of the body or pain that was experienced as more severe. I would also include fibromyalgia or body-wide pain syndromes as an example of a chronic pain problem, very common. Among the participants, 60% reported some form of chronic pain, but only 5% had severe pain in multiple parts of the body. Few people experienced more serious pain conditions, and the research was recently published in the journal Pain. No, that's not a BDSM sadomasochistic magazine. It's the Journal of the International Association for the Study of Pain. So when it comes to exercising, if you already have chronic pain, the research says, and I'm quoting, physical activity is not dangerous in the first place, but people with chronic pain can benefit greatly from having an exercise program adapted to help them balance their effort so that it is not too much or too little, and therefore do not abandon efforts to exercise. Even if you're suffering from a pain syndrome, it may actually help, along with having hopefully an empathic health provider. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls, and we got lots more to share with you on this weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, Visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine Podcast has been really good, if I have to say so myself, the past few weeks. We've had some great guests. We had, among others, Kate Atkison with her new book, Follow the Science. And boy, that was a really hard-hitting interview with that intrepid investigative journalist. So if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcasts or download them directly from drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. So let's hear it. Can we hear that? Oh, okay. Let's do this instead while we queue that up. Ozempic is a big phenomenon. In fact, it is propelling the company that makes it, Novo Nordisk, which is a Danish company, into the most valuable company in Europe, mostly on the strength of its weight loss drugs. And there's a fascinating article in the New York Times entitled How Ozempic Turned a 1970s Hit into an Inescapable Jingle. And it really is kind of an earworm, you know, that Ozempic jingle. And it's based on a 1970s song called Magic. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Okay, here it comes. Okay, so that is a song that was first recorded in the 1970s by a group called Pilot, a classic example of a one-hit wonder, because mostly that group has fallen into obscurity. And the co-author of that song, David Patton, who first performed that song when he was 22, was asked to re-record the song with, instead of It's Magic, with the name of the new drug, Ozempic. And he is now 73. So over 50 years ago, he recorded the song. It is said that he has received a seven-figure fee for the song. And it really, this is just something that has taken the world by storm. The drug is extremely popular in its own right, but the song has propelled it into skyrocketing popularity. They can't keep up with the demand. And a comparable drug, which is actually an even more potent drug for weight loss, Mounjaro, they don't have a theme song. And I don't even think they're doing half as well. as Ozempic. So it's a pretty interesting article in the New York Times, if you get a chance to read it. The thought is that they picked a song that would resonate for baby boomers, because it is mostly, you know, people in their 50s and 60s who are coping with excess weight, although, yeah, there are a lot of younger people, too. But they wanted to appeal to that demographic. And what's really kind of cool about the song, Magic, is that it offers the connotation that magically the pounds will melt away. So it's the ideal song to promote this new weight loss drug. And it is also an example of an earworm. Once you hear it, you just can't get it out of your mind. It's just really kind of annoying how sticky that song is in your auditory pathways. So, all right. So do we have that question queued up? Is that working for us, that Lucene question? No? Okay. Do we have any kind of – just give me a question. Do we have any kind of question queued up? Is that working for us?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Listening to your program, you were speaking about postpartum depression, and I was also wondering in relation to that, are you familiar with this condition where they say that women go crazy from too much milk or having too many children? I know my grandmother's mother was institutionalized because they said she had gone crazy from too much milk. And I understand that that's a real condition, and I'd love to hear, if you have any light to shed on that for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a condition where excess milk production causes women to have psychiatric problems. I mean, it is a problem. It's a hyperlactation, which means that there's too much milk, the baby is overfed, or the mother's breasts are engorged, and there's excess milk production. And that is sometimes associated with high levels of prolactin, which can have psychiatric symptoms. But we'll talk when we return about an interesting finding about having a lot of children. A lot of parents will tell you that having children ages you. Well, there's actually some scientific research on that subject. When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon. Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. Again, that number available to you 24/7, 365, and when we get callers during the program, you can come directly into the doctor's office, but if there are no calls, then we can go to some of our recorded questions like this one. Let's hear it.
I've had GERD. I was diagnosed with it 10 or 15 years ago. I was told to take the PPI pills, but I refused because I was afraid of the side effects of it, but my new doctor that I have now, he wants to put me on Protonix, and I'm kind of confused as to should I go ahead and take it, because he wants me to take it for 3 months and see if I feel better, but I don't know what to do at this point. I'm afraid of the side effects of drugs, but I'm also afraid that if I don't do something about it to help it, that it will get even worse than what it is, and I don't want that either. So I would appreciate it. Give me some advice. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a common dilemma. And, you know, originally these drugs were designed for ulcers. But ulcers are far less prevalent than GERD, formerly known as just heartburn, you know, that painful sensation you get in your chest. That is related more to the esophagus and not so much to the stomach. And If you do an endoscopy and go down there, you may see a little redness or a little inflammation, and that translates to pain for sufferers of GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. One concern about untreated GERD is that it can lead to esophageal cancer, but only rarely, so it is not necessarily imperative to treat it to prevent some dire outcome, but that is a consideration. And so with this new raft of drugs, it sometimes happens that people are permanently put on these drugs. And that's not great because there are side effects. When you destroy the acid production in your gastrointestinal tract, you change your microbiome, you may be more prone to irritable bowel syndrome, malabsorb certain nutrients, in particular magnesium. There are actually warnings on these PPI drugs, proton pump inhibitor drugs, that suggest that doctors should be aware of the potential for low magnesium. So virtually everyone who is on a PPI drug should be taking magnesium supplementation to offset that. But also we see that with iron and other nutrients. And there's even some concern about cognitive side effects, higher risk of dementia, although that remains controversial, higher risk of pneumonia in older individuals, and even kidney problems in people who take these drugs long term. So, yeah, and you know, the goal is to avoid that, and sometimes we can do that with diet. Now, typically they tell people to avoid spicy foods and don't drink coffee and don't take alcohol, and, you know, so those are some of the classic things that are irritants. But for other people, there are other things that they need to avoid, and some studies have shown, and this studies were actually done in Dr. Atkins' office, where he put people on varied diets, and it was noted that, yeah, you know, their blood sugar got better, they lost weight, their cholesterol improved, and in addition, their GERD got better, because there is something about fermentation of carbohydrates that increases the risk for reflux, which is kind of an upchuck of the gaseous material that forms due to fermentation in the stomach and the intestines. And so low-carb diet can be one way of dealing with it. And then there's also things like licorice, deglycericinated licorice, or DGL, and other types of natural things like aloe, which can alleviate this discomfort. You know, I would only use these medications as a last resort. The doctor wants to do it for 90 days. Sometimes that helps to quell the inflammation, and then you can use the natural things to sustain the benefits of that short-term intervention. The problem with these medications is that very quickly you become addicted to them. I mean, not psychologically addicted, but your body, when you suppress the acid production and then you stop the medication, the acid comes back with a vengeance, and it appears that you need the medication, but it's actually acid rebound. And so that's one of the big downsides of the drug, or actually from the standpoint of the drug companies, it's an upside of the drug, because once you're on them, it means a lifetime of faithful compliance by patients who find that they can't do without them. So there you have it. Those are some strategies that you can use. And, you know, I think natural interventions are helpful for, you know, virtually 90% of people who have GERD. It's just finding the right solution for you, different strokes for different folks. 877-726-8255. And speaking of magnesium, I really meant it, that people on PPIs, there are tens of millions of Americans on PPIs, they all should be taking magnesium. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. Okay, this actually harkens back to my medical training, because I trained in the 70s and early 80s. And the popular thing was to go to the bedside of a patient in the coronary care unit and to look at their ears. And why look at their ears? Well, an article was written in the 70s by a guy named Frank, Dr. Frank, who noticed that there was a high correlation, he thought, between heart disease and a facial feature called an earlobe crease. Now, go immediately to the mirror, if you're not driving in your car, or look in your rearview mirror, and turn your head and see if you have a horizontal crease around that, you know, that fleshy thing that hangs from at the bottom of your ear. That's your earlobe, your lower earlobe, where you might have what's called Frank's sign. And it is sometimes referred to as a DELC. We love acronyms in medicine, a diagonal earlobe crease. And initially, research did support such an association. It got its nickname from Dr. Sander Frank, who wrote about a potential link between the feature and heart disease in a letter published in a 1973 edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. So this was like all the rage in the 70s and 80s when I trained. And the latest on that, one of the most recent reviews came in 2021 when researchers analyzed 13 cross-sectional studies of more than 3,900 patients, and lo and behold, they concluded that there was insufficient evidence proving the accuracy of using the DELC to find chronic heart conditions, but noted that it could be used in a physical exam. I mean, just note it, but, you know, the exceptions are very frequent. People have heart disease. They don't have earlobe creases. So it is not a reliable sign of cardiovascular disease risk. I'd like to think it is, because I don't have an earlobe crease. So I'm thinking, like, yeah, I get a pass. But what is the possible connection between an earlobe crease and cardiovascular disease? Well, it could be that, you know, simply being more overweight, you know, because you have, like, more fat in your ear, and you're going to be more likely to have an earlobe crease. It's also possible that there is a loss of elasticity in your skin, which causes wrinkles, generalized wrinkles. And, yeah, an earlobe crease is a kind of a wrinkle. And loss of elastin may affect blood vessel health. So that could be an association with cardiovascular disease. But it's unclear if that is a surefire sign that you're at risk of heart disease. In another finding, and this is a big, big deal, because we just had the American College of Cardiology conference in Atlanta, and they had some big studies there. And one of the things that we've used since time immemorial in medicine is if you had a heart attack, you take a beta blocker. You got to take something to slow your heart down, because if your heart goes too fast, there's too much demand on your heart, you're going to get another heart attack. And so it was mandatory. Once you have a heart attack, you go on a beta blocker. Well, they reexamined that premise. More than 5,000 patients, 45 hospitals in Sweden, Estonia, and New Zealand who suffered a small heart attack. We're qualifying this by saying a small heart attack. I mean, if you got a massive heart attack and you were hanging by a thread, you have very poor circulation to your heart, maybe you should be on a beta blocker as a precaution, because you're at very high risk for a subsequent heart attack. But patients who had relatively small heart attacks, they found there was no difference in the outcome of death or a new heart attack between those receiving beta blockers and those not receiving beta blockers. So hopefully this will result in a change of practice, because beta blockers have side effects. What they do is when you exercise, when you go to cardiac rehab, you can't get your heart rate above a 90 or 100 because they're beta blockers. They slow the heart rate. And thus you don't get the full benefits of cardiac rehab. Disease preventing effects of your exercise program. And they also slow people down. And for some people, they can cause depression. And generally make you more lethargic, and so it would be a great boon to sufferers of small cardiac events. There's no such thing as an insignificant heart attack. Heart attacks are a big deal, but you know there are levels of severity of heart attacks. Patients with non-major heart attacks might be absolved of the need to take these medications for a lifetime, due to these findings. And that's 50 years later, after instituting this type of therapy, we're beginning to rethink it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Challenge of Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Some of you called in during the week to record a question, so let's hear one of those, please.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've read so many articles the past few years about ashwagandha and the benefits of taking ashwagandha. However, most recently, I did come across an article that said that ashwagandha is a nightshade, which I try to avoid. Can you confirm whether ashwagandha is indeed a nightshade? Thank you so much.
Okay, so there's two aspects to this question. Is like, first, is ashwagandha a nightshade? But the second part of the question is, do you really need to avoid nightshades if ashwagandha is included in that family? So what's this all about? The nightshade family, or the, let's see if I get the pronunciation correct, the Solanaceae family of vegetables and plants includes tomatoes, eggplants, green peppers, also the nicotine plant, although generally people don't eat nicotine. But also, it turns out ashwagandha is a relative of tomatoes. It doesn't look like a tomato. It is a little red thing, but it is an adaptogenic herb, which is very helpful for regulating the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis for dealing with stress, and can be, you know, an important part of the program to, you know, maintain energy. Generally keep you keep you as kind of a bulwark against the effects of daily stress. Is it a nightshade? The answer is yes, it is a nightshade. The question is, why are you avoiding nightshades? Nightshades might be something to avoid in people who suffer from osteoarthritis. I would say about, you know, maybe 15% of people with osteoarthritis have a reduction in pain when they avoid the nightshade family of foods. But some people unnecessarily avoid them. If you have a severe autoimmune condition, it might be worthwhile to try a paleo diet without nightshades. But in general, I don't think nightshades are worth avoiding. I just had some lentil pasta last night. With a big helping of tomato sauce. So I'm not particularly concerned about avoiding nightshades. I don't think that I'm affected by them. 877-726-8255, our number. Yeah, I promised to talk to you about We had this interesting question about pregnancy. Can pregnancy make you crazy? Well, I'm not sure pregnancy can make you crazy. Kids can make you crazy, no question, and there is postpartum depression. But there's an interesting study that looks at whether pregnancy accelerates biological aging. And if you ask a typical parent, they will say, oh, yeah, I've aged a lot since I've had kids. But is that the effect, the inherent effect of the pregnancy on the female body, or is it the result of aggravation, say, when the kid opens up a box of Crayolas and scribbles all over your newly painted wall? I mean, that in itself could age you several months. So they actually did a study on this, and they used aging clocks, which are based on DNA methylation. These are called methylation clocks. And what they found is that pregnancy does indeed accelerate biological aging. Each pregnancy is associated with an estimated 2.4 to 2.8 months of accelerated biological aging. Now, you might say, well, you know, women who have a lot of kids, yeah, it's a socioeconomic thing. Sometimes poor women who have less access to good health care, good diets, they're more stressed. Maybe that's what's happening. But no, they controlled for socioeconomic status, smoking, and genetic variation. And they also looked at men from the same sample, you know, men exposed to the same, you know, hassles of child rearing, and they found that this was not present among men. So it really is about bearing children, some aspect of pregnancy and giving birth that seems to have an aging effect. And I think, I'm not sure this is for real, but a worthwhile study would be to look at how many centenarians are out there, women, who've attained the age of 100 or more, who've had 7, 8, or 9 children. I'm sure there are some, but statistically, do they have less chance of reaching extreme old age as a result of multiple pregnancies? This item, berberine is a potential agent for the treatment of colorectal cancer. Interesting study that suggests that berberine may have the potential as a chemopreventive, preventing, say, people who've had polyps or previous history of colon cancer from experiencing a recurrence. 877-7... You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At a time of stubborn inflation and elevated interest rates, despite low unemployment, President Biden wants to reframe the conversation about the economy. During a visit to Scranton, Pennsylvania this past week, the president wants to raise $4.9 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations. His platform includes a billionaire's tax, setting a minimum rate of 25% on the income of the richest Americans. But Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch says that won't work.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, Ditch says the plan will do nothing to reduce the federal deficit.
Even under this massive tax increase plan, deficits are still going to be racking up year after year after year.
It says it's just another gimmick by the president who's ignored the country's battle with inflation. Another on-campus shooting.
Authorities say an 18-year-old woman died after she was shot on the campus of Delaware State University. Dover police say officers responded at 1:40 a.m. Sunday to a report of shots on the campus. The Wilmington woman, who was not a registered student, was found with a gunshot wound near a freshman dorm. She was rushed to a hospital and later pronounced dead. A university statement says the campus was closed Sunday with no visitation permitted, all events canceled, and police patrols increased. In addition, there would be counseling services for students. I'm Julie Walker.
More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grill dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
There's been flooding on Russia's border with Kazakhstan.
Nearly 14,500 homes have been flooded in a Russian region bordering Kazakhstan after water levels spiked in a local river. In the Kurgan and Tuymen areas of Russia, drone footage from Russian TV showed vast areas of houses submerged in water to their roofs. Russian authorities said some 20,000 people had been evacuated between the two areas. Rescue crews attempted to stop further flooding by throwing sandbags along the riverbank. In Russia's Orenburg region, thousands of people were also evacuated following the collapse of a dam on the Ural River last week. Experts cited multiple possible causes of the floods. They say large snow reserves in the area have been melting. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. For one tribe in North Carolina, it's now legal to sell marijuana.
Medical pot can now be purchased with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, opening its dispensary on tribal land. The tribe decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana on the tribal lands and formed a medical marijuana system to grow cannabis and sell it. Marijuana use, though, remains illegal in the rest of North Carolina. The tribe is looking at allowing the adult recreational use of pot. Jason Walker reporting.
New York lawmakers approve a $237 billion state budget that includes plans to spur housing construction, combat unlicensed marijuana stores, and address the migrant crisis. The package also includes measures like expediting the closure of some state prisons and addressing the recent influx of migrants. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And, Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be your special guest.
Special.
He used air quotes, folks, when he said special.
Very
I'm not
special.
Sure what he meant by that, but I'm his special guest today.
That's right. That's exactly right. And if you have questions for Mark, or we're going to touch on some really, really important subject matter today, and if that resonates with you and you're like, oh, hey, wait a minute, I need to call Mark. He sounds like he knows what he's doing, and I think I could use his help. Here's the phone number. You want to write it down. Anywhere in the country, you can call this phone number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871, or you can just visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, Mark, so this is not a cooking show. I love cooking, I think you want to talk about sandwiches or something.
Yeah, who wants a sandwich? Okay, I see a hand there and a hand there and a hand there.
I'd like one, sure.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about that kind of sandwich.
Okay.
We're not. So the sandwich we're talking about is the one that some of our listeners may understand. It's where, well, it doesn't have meat, cheese, and bread, but let's pretend that maybe your parents or your in-laws are one of those slices of bread, and your non-adult children are the other slice of the bread. Guess who's in the middle? You are.
You.
It's called, and it's actually the term for it, the sandwich generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of visits ago, we talked about my story, and I was in that. Sandwich. I was taking care of family members, you know, adult family members at end of life, and I had young children. I was acting as a single dad at that time. And so I know what that sandwich is like. And
you were forced into a situation where you're kind of drinking from the fire hose,
yes,
having to figure out all this stuff on your own.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that led to you specializing in Medicare and helping people through all the stuff that you kind of had to stumble through to learn the hard way, I guess.
Medicare, Medicaid, VA, and how they all work together and how they don't work together. And,
yep.
and well, we could do a whole week of shows on that one.
Exactly.
We better not go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're talking about that sandwich, and there's some things that you really want. You know, you're in the middle of this. You're the one dealing with, you know, okay, I've got to deal with my parents' stuff. I've got to deal with my kids' stuff. I've got soccer practice. I have... You know, I have dance school, whatever that is, but I've also got to get mom and dad to the clinic or to the specialist, or maybe I'm going to visit with Steve Keeker because mom and dad need some residency changes and we have to talk about right sizing and that type of thing. And it's a very tough time of life to be a part of, and there's some things you need to look out for. And folks, I'm going to tell you the first thing, the most important thing that you need to look out for, and it's the hardest one, Steve, the absolute hardest one, yourself.
Yep.
You have to take care of yourself.
We always put ourselves and our own needs on the back burner every single time.
Mm-hmm. And when you're the caregiver, the worst thing that can happen in that is for the caregiver to wear out.
Yep.
And caregivers, have you seen that, Steve, in your line of work?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, right. That's
yeah.
right. Actually, I did see it today.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, there you go. But... You know, you think about that. You have to take care of yourself. And many, many, many programs are out there that provide respite if you need it. Now, several years ago, I had a client. His wife was diagnosed early onset Alzheimer's, and he was determined he was going to take care of her. She was diagnosed at age 51. She passed away at age 65, and he took care of her.
Wow.
He did a wonderful job of that. But because of what he did for a living, he was very much the public knew who he was and what was going on. There was a whole community around them. So if he needed respite, there was somebody to step in and take care of things. So for him and his children helped with that, too. One of his children lived out of state. But he had that. But most people don't. In fact, most people report when they're in the sandwich being isolated, feeling more and more and more isolated because their community gets smaller, because they're not able to go out to dinner with friends because they have to take care of mom or dad or take care of something for the kids.
Sure.
It completely upsets the rhythm of life. Another thing you want to look at, and we're going to touch on that here in a few minutes, is understanding all the pieces of your parents' life, whether it's knowing who their financial advisor is and working with them, understanding if they have any kind of a plan to pay for long-term care or home health care beyond what Medicare will pay, understanding what their health insurance, which we'll talk more about that term in a little bit too, understanding how that works and all those pieces and how they work together, and most importantly, how you... Because you're going to feel like if you're in the sandwich, and I'm changing metaphors, I'm sorry for mixing metaphors, but sometimes you're going to feel like there's a windstorm and there's a pile of papers on the desk and you're the one that has to hold all those papers down and keep them organized, and they're blowing everywhere. And you know, it's understanding who are the professionals involved, who can you get to help. And I don't know your parents. I don't know. Well, I know your mom, but the listeners, I don't know those people that are involved. But start asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. And if you have to reach out to somebody like me, look, folks, I don't charge to answer questions. I haven't done it in 22 years, and I'm not going to start with you. If you have to call me up and just say, here's my situation, what's my next step, I will be glad to advise you, and I'm not here to sell you something.
Yep, just point them in the right direction and
absolutely.
Give them a little help, and that comes back tenfold, I'll say.
Oh, it always does.
Yep.
It always does. And, you know, it was probably about 3 weeks ago, I had somebody call me up, 43 years old, and they were late-life babies, like I was, so I kind of understand that.
Yep.
and you know, I don't think I've ever told the story. My dad was an over-the-road trucker who was home Thanksgiving weekend 1960. I know this because in August of 61, a surprise little fat redhead showed up. So anyway, getting all those pieces involved, asking questions of people that can guide you and help you, and making sure you're dealing with people who aren't predatory. You know, if you talk to somebody and they're immediately trying to sell you something or offer you something or push you into something, hang up the phone.
Run, do not walk.
You don't have to be nice, folks. You're in the sandwich.
Yeah.
You're the kale in the sandwich.
Yeah.
Kale doesn't care if somebody likes you or not.
That's right.
Kale is just there. And so, again, ask questions. Find key people that can help you and guide you. And it doesn't always have to be about money. If one thing I've learned in this life and I try to practice is everything in life is about people.
Yep.
And if we take care of the people, money has a tendency to take care of itself. Now, don't let yourself be abused. That's not taking care of people.
Yep.
So That's what I have to say about sandwiches, other than I really would like to have one right now.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you touched on a lot of things. I've talked to so many people, and do you have long-term care insurance? Yeah, but, you know, we can't find the policy, and it isn't around, and well, what about your Medicare? And they just don't know really much about the details. And if you are in that sandwich, and suddenly you are responsible to act, and you're starting from ground zero or maybe negative,
mm-hmm.
You're in trouble.
You are. Dad had, 14 four-drawer lateral filing cabinets full of stuff.
Oh.
And he had the matchbook organization system. Yeah. So it was really fun finding his 1949 income tax return. That's not what I needed in that moment. But yeah. It was really, and finding the Snap-on receipt that he bought his first tool from Shorty Caton. That was really cool because I bought my first ones when I was a diesel mechanic from the same guy in 1979. Didn't help me a bit for what I was looking for at that moment.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things I put together for my family, and I do it for a lot of our clients, is we have something called the Go Book. And that is everything you need is in one place, so if the need is there, whoever needs to have it can grab it and go and have it, you know, whether it's the will, healthcare, power of attorney, general durable power of attorney, passwords to the bank accounts, whatever that is, who are the key people to call? That's, to me, the most important tab in the Go Book. Who are the key people to call? You might guess that my name is in there.
Yeah.
But I'm the one giving the Go Book. My name should be in there. So that's what I have to say about sandwiches.
So do you provide your clients with the Go Book?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I do remember that I believe you gave my mom a Go Book.
I think I did.
And I couldn't tell you where that is. So every time I talk to you, you're like, okay, all right, note to self, talk to mom and find out where the Go Book is and make sure it's fully complete.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like anything in life, if we look at what was our life like a year ago, there's been things that have changed. And I tell people all the time, if you have I'm not an attorney, I'm not giving you legal advice, but if you have a will, you have the power of attorney documents, and they're more than 3 or 4 years old, you might want to update them. Oh, and by the way, if you have a general durable power of attorney, take it to the bank now. Don't expect your kids to take it to the bank because the bank may not honor it. Again, we're not giving legal advice on Senior Care Live, and neither is the Medicare Whisperer, but Steve and I have lived a little bit of life.
Yeah. You have to do the right thing, and you have to, more importantly, I think you have to know what to do. And this Go Book, I'll tell you what, that is invaluable, especially in case of an urgent situation. If this is resonating with you, if you have questions for Mark and his team, Mark is the Medicare Whisperer. He knows, he's forgotten more about Medicare than I'll ever know. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is no such thing as health insurance. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is no such thing as health insurance. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Mark, why is that statement true?
I like the way you worded that. There is no such thing as health insurance, true or false, and the answer is true. There is no such thing as health insurance. Now, hear me say that. Now, you say, well, I have health insurance, Mark. There is health insurance. I got it from my employer when I was working, and now I have Medicare and health. No. The fact is, you cannot insure your health. Think about that for a minute. There is no. We've all known somebody who, they were the person who was at the gym, and they ate the right diet, and they didn't smoke, and they didn't drink, and they did everything right, and then they have a health problem.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was at a conference the other day, and they said, if you live long enough, you're going to have cancer. Oh, well, that was real.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a positive thinking thing.
Yeah.
but you know, the fact is there's no such thing as health insurance. And what I really want you to hone in on is what are we doing with what we call health insurance? If you know, you can make wise choices about your health and your lifestyle. You know, Steve, you did that a couple of years ago, and I remember how just fantastic you felt and how you were talking. I mean, several stories we don't have time to talk about now.
Yeah.
But what we're doing with what we call health insurance truly is insuring our nest egg. What we've saved for 25, 35, 45, 50-plus years, to save and accumulate, whether it's to live on or to pass on or to give to a charity, whatever that is, we are protecting the nest egg. And the truth is, if this isn't set up right, one bad medical diagnosis can wipe that entire nest egg out.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong Medicare plan, the way it's designed, can do the exact same thing. So when you're talking about Medicare, when you're, you know, you hear all the commercials and the commercials and the commercials, Steve's going to invite Martha to his house for for a holiday here soon.
Yeah.
When Steve and I are talking off the air, he regularly references Martha in her big glasses.
She's just so grumpy.
She is very, but, you know, but she turned out happy. If Martha would call the Medicare whisperer, she would be very happy.
She'd be very happy. That's right.
And you know, truthfully, Steve, when it comes to Medicare, there's only 13 things you need to memorize.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Three words and 10 numbers. The Medicare whisperer, 816-399-4871.
There it is.
But having the wrong Medicare plan design can do the same thing. And folks, I want to caution you, we all like free stuff, but if you've made it to our age, Steve's a little younger than me, I'm in my early 60s, but if you made it to Medicare age and you still think there's something in life that's free, we need to have a heart-to-heart talk, because nothing in life is free. Maybe the love of your grandchildren, that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's not about free food cards. I get that call every day from my clients. Do I qualify for that free food card?
No.
If you're on Medicaid, probably.
Yeah.
And it's not about free dental. Medicare did a survey of Medicare beneficiaries, and the number one thing people wanted was free dental.
Hmm.
Well, there's nothing free. You're giving something up for that free dental.
Yeah.
And so it's not about that. It's ask yourself the question, is this going to protect my nest egg? Is this going to protect what I'm passing on? Because think about this. If your nest egg is destroyed, you're going to have a hard time living day-to-day life. And if you're one of those people in the sandwich, I really hate to say this because, you know, we should have a sounder of a audience gasping.
Yep, yep.
But if the nest egg is destroyed, so is your inheritance. Now, I know you're not thinking about that inheritance. Of course you're not.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hope mom and dad live to be 150 years old and everything is happy and kumbaya. But yeah. The fact is, if that nest egg is destroyed, you're going to have to be providing more care for mom and dad or your in-laws, and any inheritance you thought of maybe the grandkids getting is gone. So think about that. You are not insuring your health. You are insuring your nest egg.
Yep, and you're insuring. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So should we roll up the warning labels now?
I think we should.
All right, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. We have another consumer alert. We had one last time, and Mark, it seems like there are no ending. There's no ending to all of these shenanigans going on out in the marketplace, trying to take advantage of people.
Shenanigans abound.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there are people doing that. And, boy, do we have one now.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about last time people called me, did you get your plastic Medicare? Because there's no such thing.
Yeah.
In this case, a few months ago, back in about November of 2023, a third-party vendor called Maximus Federal Services, and we're not attacking them, they're fine folks, but like so many companies had, they're the company that handles the printing and shipping of Medicare cards, and they had a data breach. Now, that doesn't make them bad people. You know, they just had a data breach, and you hear about that all the time on the news.
All the time.
You probably didn't hear about this one, but some Medicare beneficiaries had their Medicare ID numbers stolen. And the fact is, if you do some research through the Federal Trade Commission's website, you'll find that medical information has more value than financial information on the dark web. So they're trying to get that information, and they're trying to sell it. Well, not a lot, but a few people had their Medicare ID numbers stolen. And Medicare's got a whole bulletin out about how you can get 2 years of identity theft monitoring, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Okay? But here's what's happening now. Medicare has issued some new Medicare ID numbers for some of those individuals that had their data compromised. And there are some nefarious, nasty, horrible people that are getting on the phone calling seniors with, you know, hello, Mrs. Whatever, Mr. Whatever. I'm from Medicare. And I'm here to help. Oh, okay. I'm from Medicare, and we had a data breach, and we're getting ready to send you a new Medicare card. I just need to verify your Medicare number or your Social Security number to get that in the mail to you.
And your date of birth and your address,
and your eye color. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how many times have we said this? I don't know how many times I've been on with you, Steve, but I think every time I'm on here, I feel like I say the same thing. Medicare will never, ever, 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 ever call you to get your Medicare number. They already have it.
If it's legitimately Medicare, they already have it. They will never ask you for that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to reach out to you. Can you imagine anything the government doing is proactive? Of course not. Okay. So another thing I want to, if somebody calls you, just hang up the phone. If you want to, you know, call the attorney general of your state, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But start with, first thing you can do is hang up the phone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. It's that little red button on your cell phone. If you actually have an old-time phone, it's that clear button that you can push up and down.
Yep.
But the other thing I want to caution you folks is this new Medicare card, if you're one of the ones, it's going to come in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you do. You hate the mail. You hate the junk mail. So you go out and you get your mail and you bring it in and you look to see if there's any checks, right? Okay.
Yep.
And if there's nothing that looks like a check, then you either put it in the stack or you throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Or the shred bin, right?
Yep.
Folks, you need to look at your mail and you need to open it. Because think about this. If you get a new Medicare ID card and you go to use the other one, your claims are going to be denied. So you need to look at your mail and open it. Now, if somebody calls you and says they're from Medicare, just hang up on them. But please, please, please check and open your mail and read it.
So how do you know if you were impacted by this? You'll just get a card in the mail out of the blue?
Yep, out of the blue. Now,
okay.
You can call Medicare and ask them. The phone number is 1-800-MEDICARE, and they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you will call them on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, they're about as lonely as the customs agent at Kansas City International Airport.
There you go. So that's the best time to call them.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call them after 7:30 at night, and you'll have a better experience as well.
Okay. So call 1-800-MEDICARE if you are concerned that your information was breached.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for coming on to the program today. Excellent information as always. If you want to reach out to Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks again. I really appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you, too. Appreciate the listeners. Give us a call.
All right, we'll be back with more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll tell you what, we need to update the SeniorCareLive.com website because this show, which is turned into a podcast after the live weekend broadcast, so it is both a live radio show national broadcast over actual radio waves, and then after the fact, usually Monday or Tuesday after that, it is then converted to a podcast, and then it's sent out all around the universe. And I don't have nearly all of the outlets or platforms represented on SeniorCareLive.com. So I took a look at that last week, and I thought, well, wait a minute. We're on Spotify. I don't have a Spotify on there, and there are a lot of other ones as well. So anyway, all right, I'm getting off topic. So let me move back on topic. And I get a lot of questions about, well, what if you're not ready to move? And, Steve, you're always saying to be proactive, 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 and get your name on a waiting list. So what is that? How does it work? Tell us about that. And I was speaking with just a really, really nice couple, wonderful couple, earlier in the week, and he had a question about that. He said, you know, we're not just exactly sure when we want to move, but they are wanting to move forward with Senior Care Consulting to find a continuing care retirement community. I talked quite a bit about CCRCs last week, but that's where you move into an independent living community, the independent living part of the community, and then you can age in place and transition to assisted living when down the road when you need a little help, and then transition to long-term care if you need more help than that. And so most of these places will have a waiting list, or at least most of the best places seem to have waiting lists. And the further along we get here, it seems like the longer the waiting list. So how does that work? What is it? And let's just talk about that. So let's say we'll go out, we will screen our top options. Senior Care Consulting provides a report to you with a wealth of objective and data-driven information. Then you make your decision
make an informed decision, make that decision with confidence, and you move forward. And you say, okay, this is my first choice, this is my second choice, and usually we've got a clear number one and a solid number two. Then usually there's a third one in there, maybe a fourth one that just doesn't quite stack up to the other two. So we have a clear number one and a solid number two. Well, I would suggest putting your name on both waiting lists, and just to cover your bases there. But we're going for senior care community number one. And so let's say that, just as a basic example, let's say they have about 10 people on the waiting list, and let's say you're in the middle of that. Let's say you're number five. And they expect that it could be, I'll just make up just kind of a basic scenario here. It could be 3 to 6 months. And that time frame could be anything. It could be 6 to 12 months, whatever the time frame is. But let's say 3 to 6 months before we believe that your name will come up to the top of that list. And then at that point, you would be number one on the list. And we'll call you and let you know that we have a space available for you. So how that would work, let's say if you are number five, is a space becomes available. And then a person at this community will get out their wait list, and they'll call number one. And then this is so common. And number one said, you know, we ended up having to move a little sooner than we thought, so we chose a different place. So you can go ahead and take our name off your list. You're like, okay, all right, well, thanks for letting me know. You call number two, and number two said, you know, after we thought about it, we decided to move to Phoenix, Arizona, to be near our kids. So we're not going to stay here. We're going to move. But thanks for everything that you did for us. It was great to meet you, but we'll no longer need our name on your list. Okay, hey, that's great. Good luck with your move. Call number three, saying, hey, we have a space available. And you answer the phone. I'm very sorry, but my mother passed away unexpectedly. We're just heartbroken about that. We will no longer need your services. And they'll say, we're so sorry to hear that. We'll be thinking of you. And this is a very common situation. And then they'll call the person who's the number four on the wait list. And number four says, I'll take it. I will take it. And then number four takes the space. And then all of a sudden, you were number five, but now you rise up through the ranks. And boom, you're number one on the wait list. And then number six ends up being number two. The person number seven moves up to number three. So everyone moves up. And that is a super common situation. Now, they may also call the first person on the wait list and they say, hey, yeah, we'll take it. Thank you. And then everybody moves up one spot. And they may call the second person. They'll say, yep, we'll take it. And 2 or 3 months have gone by, and then everybody moves up. And then they'll call the third person on the list, who's now the first person, and so on and so forth. So, but here's how that works, though. So your name is on the wait list, and then you will slowly, and sometimes sooner than expected, you will work your way up to the top of that wait list. And then the couple that I spoke with, they're just so sweet. I just love them to pieces. She said, Steve, this is such an important decision. And we really appreciate your help through this decision-making process. I mean, this is the move of our lifetime. I mean, we're going to move one more time, and then that's where we're going to age in place and spend the rest of our lives. So it's so important, and we appreciate your help. She said, but what if our name eventually works its way to the top, and they say, hey, we have a space available for you. Do you want it? She said, what happens if we're not ready yet? I'm like, yep, that is a fantastic question. So if you're not ready yet, then what they will say is, okay, that's fine. We'll call you the next time that we have a space available. And your name sits there in the number one spot. You don't get penalized. Now, that's too absolute of a statement. There may be a place or two that would penalize you and say, okay, we're going to move you to the bottom of the list. How dare you not accept our space? You know, which I think is ridiculous. That's not how you work a wait list. They've invested time in you. They've met you. You've met them. You have a relationship going, and they want you to move into their place. Right, so why would you penalize anyone? So the vast, I would say 95%+ of the time, maybe even higher than that, if they call you, you've moved up to number one on the list. If you're not quite ready to move, it's okay. Just say, we're not quite ready to move. We're kind of figuring out what we're going to keep, what we're going to move with us, what we're going to sell, what we're going to donate. You know, all of this, you have to work through all of your stuff. I think that's the hardest part, I think. And so, and we're going to have to bring in an estate sale or an auctioneer and all, you know, and move and, oh boy, and a realtor, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not quite ready to move, but would you keep us on the list? Because we're definitely coming your way. It's just a matter of timing. And they say, sure, we'll call you the next time a space is available. And then they work their way down the list until, and sometimes they may take some more people off of the list below you until someone takes the space, and then everyone moves up. But you sit there at number one. That's exactly how a waiting list works. Now, they're not going to do this with you for 5 or 10 years, okay? But they will work with you in this capacity for a long time, 6 to 12 months easily, maybe even upwards of a couple of years. So, again, they've met you, they like you, you've met them, you have a relationship going, maybe you attended some functions at that community, maybe you had dinner with them and maybe participate in some activities. You're all but moved in there. Okay, so they want you to move in. Okay, and so, I've had several questions here recently about waiting lists, and I thought, you know what, I want to just cover that very clearly. So once you get on the wait list, it's just a matter of timing, and that's why I'm constantly saying work at this proactively, get out ahead of it so that you have the luxury of timing and working on that wait list. And so that way you can consider the best options available. Again, if you have questions about that, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. I'll be happy to answer any of those questions. And we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fani Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so here we go. Another incident.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so I'm just going to call this one, you get what you pay for. So I think most of us, if not maybe all of us, we've heard that term, right? Well, you get what you pay for. So I have an example. I'm a drummer, and a long time ago, and I learned this from my parents. I was a kid. I think I was in middle school at that point. And I started off on a snare drum, and I learned all the classically trained, you know, snare drum, you know, all the rudiments and all the stuff, backsticking Swiss rudiments, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's way off the track. but my folks bought me a very nice Ludwig snare drum that I have to this day, because it's a quality instrument. I have it to this day. And then it got time for me to graduate to a drum set. And instead of buying a very, you know, inexpensive kit that would have lasted me a short time, they invested in a quality set of drums. And guess what? I played those drums for 30 years. They still looked great, and they still sounded great. I just wanted something different at that
and I bought a new set. But and by the way, I bought a killer set that would last you a lifetime. Same thing with a car. You can buy a cheapo car that you're going to have problems with, or you can invest in a quality car that's going to last you 4 or 5 times longer. Same thing with food. You can go out to a cheap food place, and you can eat cheap food, or you can invest and spend more in quality food, right? Anything. You get what you pay for. Well, let me share a story with you. Another story involving a free referral service agent. So this free referral service, if it's free to you, then how do they get paid? I've talked about it several times on the program. Their revenue model is they generate revenue when you choose a place that is on their partner provider list, and they typically get paid anywhere from 85 to 100% of the first month's cost. So we're talking several thousand dollars of a kickback or a commission. Okay, so it's very valuable for them to highly recommend a place on their list, because then they're going to, if you choose one of those places, then they generate their very, very high commission. Talked about that several times. So someone shared an example with me. So you have a couple, they live in their home, they live in a very nice home, and they needed a lot of help with their activities of daily living. So they were paying out quite a bit of money for, I think, about 12 hours or so of home care assistance per day. That's at about $35, upper 30s, maybe $40 an hour. So that's a lot of money, right? And so came to a point where they were interested in possibly moving to an assisted living community, because they could downsize a little bit, move into the assisted living community, and for, you know, around $7,000 to $9,000 for both of them, they could live in assisted living, have 24-hour care, and reduce their costs and be taken care of that way. So somehow, I'm not sure about this part of the story, somehow they got connected to one of these free referral services. And so this free referral service representative took them out knowing they needed assisted living. Took them out to the assisted living communities on their list, by the way. And the couple takes a look at these apartments, and they're pretty small compared to their really nice home that they're moving from, their nice home that was paid off, by the way. They're like, oh, no, we can't, no. This isn't nice enough, and we need a lot more space than that. That's not going to work. So you would think, you're supposed to do the right thing, right? You're supposed to have integrity. You're supposed to have ethics. So what should this person have done? Well, I'm sorry, then. This is not going to be a fit for you. It's not going to work. Just stay home with your home care, because they're all going to be very similar to this in size and make and model, you know, all of that sort of stuff, right? In look and feel and the finish, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of doing the right thing, what does this representative do? Well, now, you know what? I think you would get along just fine in independent living. The apartments in independent living are much larger, much nicer. So let's just shift gears, and I'll just show you some of those. So this representative takes this couple, and this couple trusted this representative, takes them to some independent living apartments where no care is provided, knowing they're receiving and paying for 12 hours a day of care in their beautiful home that is paid off. So this person takes them to independent living apartments are like, oh, yeah, this is a lot nicer. Yeah, let's go with that. So what do? They move into independent living and then discover there's no care at independent living. They're paying around $5,000 a month or so to live there with no care. And they're still paying 12 hours a day of home care. So, did that make sense? They needed assisted living. They didn't like it. So this person changed the selection criteria, if you will, to independent living so that this person could generate a commission of several thousand dollars. And it's not what they needed. Now, instead of no house payment, they're paying around $5,000 a month in a place that they didn't even really want to move to in the first place. And they're still, it didn't save them any money. It's actually costing them a lot more money, like $5,000 a month more. So, just so that this person could generate their commission. It's disgusting. And I have dozens of stories like this that I could share with you at any time. So here's the moral of the story. Be very careful who you...
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden campaign is concerned about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent presidential bid.
More than 6 months before the election, President Biden appeared with more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family last week to receive their endorsement. It was hardly a surprise that many in the prominent Democratic family announced their support for the president. But the event indicated how seriously the Biden campaign views the potential threat of RFK Jr.'s campaign. On the same day his family embraced Joe Biden, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. A tacit acknowledgement few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says either Israel or the U.S. may eventually have to be forced to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think the Israelis believe they can still do it. I think the United States is not 100% sure whether Israel could do it, but we're 100% sure we could do it if we had to. And we've always kind of hoped that this was a joint decision because the result will involve both our forces afterwards.
Montgomery was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Residents of four Serb majority municipalities overwhelmingly boycotted a vote on removing their ethnic Albanian mayors from office following last year's mayoral elections. Sunday's referendum, supported by the West, was an attempt to defuse tensions between Kosovo and neighboring Serbia as both countries vie to join the European Union. Thousands of Colombians took to the streets in several cities, including the capital of Bogota, protesting leftist President Gustavo Petro's reform agenda. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Things are deteriorating in Haiti's capital.
As gang violence chokes Haiti's capital, residents are struggling to survive. In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A young brother and sister died, several people injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunk driver crashed into a child's birthday party at a boat club about 30 miles outside Detroit. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough says the driver was taken into custody.
66-year-old female driver of the vehicle, excuse me, who will not be identified at this time, has been taken into police custody for operating while intoxicated, causing death, and she's lodged at the Monroe County Jail. Additional criminal charges will likely be brought against the driver as the investigation proceeds.
Goodenough says the car plowed about 25 feet into the building, happened around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Medical marijuana can now be legally purchased in North Carolina with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, the tribe passing rules permitting cannabis as a sovereign nation and federally recognized. More at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit scireading.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, we get together and we discuss all the important health stories of the week. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting that all together, is what we call Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. If you want to get in on the action, that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So, yeah, perhaps you're not inclined to call or you can't call. Maybe you're driving. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in the program or some of the questions that come in during our live broadcast. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about ear creases as an indication of higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Is that for real? Also, the relationship between high sugar intake and depression. A new study sheds light on that relationship. Are dogs able to sniff out PTSD? There are service animals, service dogs in particular, that are used to detect the risk of seizure, the risk of episodes of hypoglycemia and diabetics. Can they actually sniff out impending episodes of anxiety in PTSD sufferers? Interesting research on that. Lots more on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255 for calls. And let's talk a little bit about pain, because when it comes to pain, can a doctor's bedside manner have an impact on a patient's perception of pain? You know, if you were to choose a doctor, would you choose a doctor who has excellent bedside manner or a doctor who has great technical expertise but maybe is a little bit of a cold fish when it comes to empathy? Well, it turns out that you really require both to be a good health practitioner. President Clinton famously intoned, "I feel your pain," when he was talking about the economy and the kinds of things that people were facing with price hikes and inflation. And that was an example of empathy from a politician. And he was a quite successful politician, no matter what you think of his policies. He was kind of a touchy-feely guy, in both the best and worst senses of the word. Well, there's an article that is quite fascinating in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And that's a pretty authoritative medical journal. It's entitled Physician Empathy and Chronic Pain Outcomes. And the question that underlay this study is physician empathy associated with the outcomes of patients with chronic pain? And I can think of no more better example than chronic low back pain as an example of a chronic pain syndrome. And so they did a study of 1,470 adults with chronic low back pain. And they were treated by a variety of physicians, ranging from physicians with high empathy to physicians with kind of low empathy. They're actually scorings that you could administer to doctors based on their empathy score. I'd like to think that I might score high on that. But they then watched them over a course of 12 months, the patients that is. And what they found is that patients treated by very empathic physicians reported having significantly better and clinically relevant outcomes pertaining to, and I'm quoting, pain, function, and health-related quality of life over the ensuing 12 months compared with patients treated by slightly empathic physicians. And it didn't matter what type of therapy was administered, whether the therapy was non-pharmaceutical therapy, like, say, a referral for physical therapy, or whether the therapy was with pain medications. It actually didn't matter what type of therapy was administered. It was the empathy score that was inversely associated with pain intensity. And what they found is that of all those interventions, non-pharmacological treatments, say, I don't know, perhaps acupuncture, physical therapy, maybe mind-body therapies, relaxation therapies, or even potent opioid therapy, which can really knock out your pain, but also knock you out and make you addicted, and even lumbar spine surgery, which is supposed to be the definitive treatment for low back pain, it turns out that physician empathy was associated with more favorable outcomes. So pretty interesting studies suggesting the power of, I guess it's the placebo. I like to think I give good placebo when I see patients. But it's very, very important when it comes to patient perceptions of pain and outcome. All right, here's another story on the pain front. If you're suffering from pain, the tendency is to take it easy, because if it hurts, don't do it, right? So if you got a pain problem, low back pain, neck pain, knee pain, hip pain, any number of pains that people experience, the tendency is to lay off physical activity. And that may make sense, because an injured body part requires rest. But did you know that physical activity can actually protect you from chronic pain? And according to a study, one of the reasons is that it increases your pain tolerance. So in this research, and I'm quoting, the head researcher says, we found that people who were more active in their free time had a lower chance of having various types of chronic pain 7 to 8 years later. For example, being just a little more active, such as going from light to moderate activity, it didn't have to be, Olympic events, ultra marathons, Ironman triathlons, just moderate activity, was associated with a 5% lower risk of reporting some form of chronic pain later. And in this study, they looked at 7,000 people. The study was done in Norway. After obtaining information about the participants' exercise habits during their free time, the researchers examined how well the same people handled cold pain in the laboratory. Later, they checked whether the participants experienced pain that lasted for 3 months or more, including pain that was located in several parts of the body or pain that was experienced as more severe. I would also include fibromyalgia or body-wide pain syndromes as an example of a chronic pain problem. Very common. Among the participants, 60% reported some form of chronic pain, but only 5% had severe pain in multiple parts of the body. Few people experienced more serious pain conditions, and the research was recently published in the journal Pain. No, that's not a BDSM, sadomasochistic magazine. It's the Journal of the International Association for the Study of Pain. So when it comes to exercising, you already have chronic pain, the research says, and I'm quoting, physical activity is not dangerous in the first place, but people with chronic pain can benefit greatly from having an exercise program adapted to help them balance their effort so that it is not too much or too little, and therefore do not abandon efforts to exercise. Even if you're suffering from a pain syndrome, it may actually help, along with having hopefully an empathic health provider. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls, and we got lots more to share with you on this weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com, and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. The spring allergy season is upon us.
That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine Podcasts have been really good, if I have to say so myself, the past few weeks. We've had some great guests. We had, among others, Kate Atkison with her new book, Follow the Science. And boy, that was a really hard-hitting interview with that intrepid investigative journalist. So if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcasts or download them directly from drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. So let's hear it.
Can we hear that? Oh, okay. Let's do this instead while we queue that up. Ozempic is a big phenomenon. In fact, it is propelling the company that makes it, Novo Nordisk, which is a Danish company, into the most valuable company in Europe, mostly on the strength of its weight loss drugs. And there's a fascinating article in the New York Times entitled How Ozempic Turned a 1970s Hit into an Inescapable Jingle. And it really is kind of an earworm, you know, that Ozempic jingle. And it's based on a 1970s song called Magic. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Okay, here it comes. Okay, so that is a song that was first recorded in the 1970s by a group called Pilot, a classic example of a one-hit wonder, because mostly that group has fallen into obscurity. And the co-author of that song, David Patton, who first performed that song when he was 22, was asked to re-record the song with, instead of It's Magic, with the name of the new drug, Ozempic. And he is now 73. So over 50 years ago, he recorded the song. It is said that he has received a seven-figure fee for the song, and it really, this is just something that has taken the world by storm. The drug is extremely popular in its own right, but the song has propelled it into skyrocketing popularity. They can't keep up with the demand. And a comparable drug, which is actually an even more potent drug for weight loss, Mounjaro, they don't have a theme song. And I don't even think they're doing half as well as Ozempic. So it's a pretty interesting article in the New York Times if you get a chance to read it. The thought is that they picked a song that would resonate for baby boomers because it is mostly, you know, people in their 50s and 60s who are coping with excess weight, although, yeah, there are a lot of younger people too. But they wanted to appeal to that demographic. And what's really kind of cool about the song, Magic, is that it offers the connotation that magically the pounds will melt away. So it's the ideal song to promote this new weight loss drug. And it is also an example of an earworm. Once you hear it, you just can't get it out of your mind. It's just really kind of annoying how sticky that song is in your auditory pathways. So, all right. So, do we have that song, that question queued up? Is that working for us? That Lucene question? No. Okay. Do we have any kind of? Just give me a question. We have any kind of question queued up? Is that working for us?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Listening to your program, you were speaking about postpartum depression, and I was also wondering in relation to that. Are you familiar with this condition where they say that women go crazy from too much milk or having too many children? I know my grandmother's mother was institutionalized because they said she had gone crazy from too much milk. And I understand that that's a real condition, and I'd love to hear, if you have any light to shed on that for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a condition where excess milk production causes women to have psychiatric problems. I mean, it is a problem. It's a hyper lactation, which means that there's too much milk is the, you know, the baby is overfed, or the mother's breasts are engorged, and there's excess milk production. And that is sometimes associated with high levels of prolactin, which can have psychiatric symptoms. But we'll talk when we return about an interesting finding about having a lot of children. A lot of parents will tell you that having children ages you. Well, there's actually some scientific research on that subject. When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Hi, Bob
the drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. Again, that number available to you 24/7, 365. And when we get callers during the program, you can come directly into the doctor's office. But if there are no calls, then we can go to some of our recorded questions like this one. Let's hear it.
I've had GERD. I was diagnosed with it 10 or 15 years ago. I was told to take the PPI pills, but I refused because I was afraid of the side effects of it. But my new doctor that I have now, he wants to put me on Protonix. And I'm kind of confused as to should I go ahead and take it because he wants me to take it for 3 months and see if I feel better. But I don't know what to do at this point. I'm afraid of the side effects of drugs, but I'm also afraid that if I don't do something about it to help it, that it will get even worse than what it is, and I don't want that either. So I would appreciate it. Give me some advice. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, so this is a common dilemma. And, you know, originally these drugs were designed for ulcers. But ulcers are far less prevalent than GERD, formerly known as just heartburn, you know, that painful sensation you get in your chest that is related more to the esophagus and not so much to the stomach. And if you do an endoscopy and go down there, you may see a little redness or a little inflammation, and that translates to pain for sufferers of GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. One concern about untreated GERD is that it can lead to esophageal cancer, but only rarely, so it is not necessarily imperative to treat it to prevent some dire outcome, but that is a consideration. And so with this new raft of drugs, it sometimes happens that people are permanently put on these drugs. And that's not great because there are side effects when you destroy the acid production in your gastrointestinal tract, you change your microbiome, you may be more prone to irritable bowel syndrome, you malabsorb certain nutrients, in particular magnesium. There are actually warnings on these PPI drugs, proton pump inhibitor drugs, that suggest that doctors should be aware of the potential for low magnesium. So virtually everyone who is on a PPI drug should be taking magnesium supplementation to offset that. But also we see that with iron and other nutrients. And there's even some concern about cognitive side effects, higher risk of dementia, although that remains controversial, higher risk of pneumonia in older individuals, and even kidney problems in people who take these drugs long term. So, yeah, and you know, the goal is to avoid that. And sometimes we can do that with diet. Now, typically they tell people to avoid spicy foods and don't drink coffee and don't take alcohol. And, you know, so those are some of the classic things that are irritants. But for other people, there are other things that they need to avoid. And some studies have shown, and these studies were actually done in Dr. Atkins' office, where he put people on very low-carb diets. And it was noted that, yeah, you know, their blood sugar got better, they lost weight, their cholesterol improved. And in addition, their GERD got better, because there is something about fermentation of carbohydrates that increases the risk for reflux, which is kind of an upchuck of the gaseous material that forms due to fermentation in the stomach and the intestines. And so low-carb diet can be one way of dealing with it. And then there's also things like licorice, deglycericinated licorice, or DGL, and other types of natural things like aloe, which can alleviate this discomfort. And so I would only use these medications as a last resort. The doctor wants to do it for 90 days. Sometimes that helps to quell the inflammation, and then you can use the natural things to sustain the benefits of that short-term intervention. The problem with these medications is that very quickly you become addicted to them. I mean, not psychologically addicted, but your body, when you suppress the acid production and then you stop the medication, the acid comes back with a vengeance, and it appears that you need the medication, but it's actually acid rebound. And so that's one of the big downsides of the drug. Actually, from the standpoint of the drug companies, it's an upside of the drug, because once you're on them, it means a lifetime of faithful compliance by patients who find that they can't do without them. So there you have it. Those are some strategies that you can use. And, I think natural interventions are helpful for virtually 90% of people who have GERD. It's just finding the right solution for you. Different strokes for different folks. 877-726-8255. And speaking of magnesium, I really meant it, that people on PPIs, there are tens of millions of Americans on PPIs, they all should be taking magnesium. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. Okay, this actually harkens back to my medical training, because I trained in the 70s and early 80s. And the popular thing was to go to the bedside of a patient in the coronary care unit and to look at their ears. And why look at their ears? Well, an article was written in the 70s by a guy named Frank, Dr. Frank, who noticed that there was a high correlation, he thought, between heart disease and a facial feature called an earlobe crease. Now, go immediately to the mirror, if you're not driving in your car, or look in your rearview mirror, and turn your head and see if you have a horizontal crease around that, you know, that fleshy thing that hangs from at the bottom of your ear. That's your earlobe, your lower earlobe, where you might have what's called Frank's sign. and it is sometimes referred to as a DELC. We love acronyms in medicine, a diagonal earlobe crease. And initially, research did support such an association. It got its nickname from Dr. Sander Frank, who wrote about a potential link between the feature and heart disease in a letter published in a 1973 edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. So this was like all the rage in the 70s and 80s when I trained. And the latest on that, one of the most recent reviews came in 2021 when researchers analyzed 13 cross-sectional studies of more than 3,900 patients, and lo and behold, they concluded that there was insufficient evidence proving the accuracy of using the DELC to find chronic heart conditions, but noted that it could be used in a physical exam. I mean, just note it, but, you know, the exceptions are very frequent. People have heart disease. They don't have earlobe creases. So it is not a reliable sign of cardiovascular disease risk. I'd like to think it is because I don't have an earlobe crease. So I'm thinking like, yeah, I get a pass. But what is the possible connection between an earlobe crease and cardiovascular disease? Well, it could be that, you know, simply being more overweight, you know, cause you have like more fat in your ear, and you're going to be more likely to have an earlobe crease. It's also possible that there is a loss of elasticity in your skin, which causes wrinkles, generalized wrinkles. And, yeah, an earlobe crease is a kind of a wrinkle. And loss of elastin may affect blood vessel health. So that could be an association with cardiovascular disease. But it's unclear if that is a surefire sign that you're at risk of heart disease. In another finding, and this is a big, big deal because we just had the American College of Cardiology conference in Atlanta, and they had some big studies there. And one of the things that we've used since time immemorial in medicine is if you had a heart attack, you take a beta blocker. You got to take something to slow your heart down because if your heart goes too fast, there's too much demand on your heart. You're going to get another heart attack. And so it was mandatory. Once you have a heart attack, you go on a beta blocker. Well, they reexamined that premise. More than 5,000 patients, 45 hospitals in Sweden, Estonia, and New Zealand who suffered a small heart attack. We're qualifying this by saying a small heart attack. I mean, if you got a massive heart attack and you were hanging by a thread, you have very poor circulation to your heart. Maybe you should be on a beta blocker as precaution because you're at very high risk for a subsequent heart attack. But patients who had relatively small heart attacks, they found there was no difference in the outcome of death or a new heart attack between those receiving beta blockers and those not receiving beta blockers. So hopefully this will result in a change of practice because beta blockers have side effects. What they do is when you exercise, when you go to cardiac rehab, you can't get your heart rate above a 90 or 100 because they're beta blockers. They slow the heart rate. And thus you don't get the full benefits of cardiac rehab. These preventing effects of your exercise program. And they also slow people down. And for some people, they can cause depression and generally make you more lethargic. And so it would be a great boon to sufferers of small cardiac events. There's no such thing as an insignificant heart attack. Heart attacks are a big deal, but, you know, there are levels of severity of heart attacks. Patients with major heart attacks might be absolved of the need to take these medications for a lifetime due to these findings. And that's 50 years later, after instituting this type of therapy, we're beginning to rethink it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Some of you called in during the week to record a question, so let's hear one of those, please.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've read so many articles the past few years about ashwagandha and the benefits of taking ashwagandha. However, most recently, I did come across an article that said that ashwagandha is a nightshade, which I tried to avoid. Can you confirm whether ashwagandha is indeed a nightshade? Thank you so much.
Okay, so there's two aspects to this question. Is like, first, is ashwagandha a nightshade? But the second part of the question is, do you really need to avoid nightshades if ashwagandha is included in that family? So what's this all about? The nightshade family, or the, let's see if I get the pronunciation correct, the Solanaceae family of vegetables and plants includes tomatoes, eggplants, green peppers, also the nicotine plant, although generally people don't eat nicotine. But also, it turns out ashwagandha is a relative of tomatoes. It doesn't look like a tomato. It is a little red thing. But it is an adaptogenic herb, which is very helpful for regulating the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis for dealing with stress, and can be, you know, an important part of a program to, you know, maintain energy and, you know, generally keep you, keep you as kind of a bulwark against the effects of daily stress. Is it a nightshade? The answer is yes, it is a nightshade. The question is, why are you avoiding nightshades? Nightshades might be something to avoid in people who suffer from osteoarthritis. I would say about, you know, maybe 15% of people with osteoarthritis have a reduction in pain when they avoid the nightshade family of foods. But some people unnecessarily avoid them. If you have a severe autoimmune condition, it might be worthwhile to try a paleo diet without nightshades. But in general, I don't think nightshades are worth avoiding. I just had some lentil pasta last night with a big helping of tomato sauce. So I'm not particularly concerned about avoiding nightshades. I don't think that I'm affected by them. 877-726-8255, our number. Yeah, I promised to talk to you about, we had this interesting question about pregnancy. Can pregnancy make you crazy? Well, I'm not sure pregnancy can make you crazy. Kids can make you crazy, no question, and there is postpartum depression. But there's an interesting study that looks at whether pregnancy accelerates biological aging. And if you ask a typical parent, they will say, oh, yeah, I've aged a lot since I've had kids. But is that the effect, the inherent effect of the pregnancy on the female body, or is it the result of aggravation, say, when the kid opens up a box of Crayolas and scribbles all over your newly painted wall? I mean, that in itself could age you several months. So they actually did a study on this, and they used aging clocks, which are based on DNA methylation. These are called methylation clocks. And what they found is that pregnancy does indeed accelerate biological aging. Each pregnancy is associated with an estimated 2.4 to 2.8 months of accelerated biological aging. Now, you might say, well, you know, women who have a lot of kids, yeah, it's a socioeconomic thing. Sometimes poor women who have less access to good health care, good diets, they're more stressed. Maybe that's what's happening. But no, they controlled for socioeconomic status, smoking, and genetic variation. And they also looked at men from the same sample, you know, men exposed to the same, you know, hassles of child rearing. And they found that this was not present among men. So it really is about bearing children, some aspect of pregnancy and giving birth that seems to have an aging effect. And I think, I'm not sure this is for real, but a worthwhile study would be to look at how many centenarians are out there, women, who've attained the age of 100 or more, who've had 7, 8, or 9 children. I'm sure there are some, but statistically, do they have less chance of reaching extreme old age as a result of multiple pregnancies? This item, berberine as a potential agent for the treatment of colorectal cancer. Interesting study that suggests that berberine may have the potential as a chemopreventive, preventing, say, people who've had polyps or previous history of colon cancer from experiencing a recurrence. 877-7... You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's job approval dips below 40%.
According to the weekly average of polls at realclearpolitics.com, President Biden's approval stands at only 39.6%. That mark trails former President Trump by 5 percentage points at a similar moment in their first terms. Mr. Biden's two strongest negatives are on the issues of inflation at only 34.5% and on the direction of the country at only 26% approval. These results come ahead of this week's Pennsylvania primary. A Fox News poll indicates both candidates are tied at 48% in a two-person race, with Mr. Trump 2 points ahead in a five-candidate field. George Williams reporting.
A bloody weekend in Memphis.
8 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least 2 people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
An acute housing shortage hitting fire survivors on the Hawaiian island of Maui is squeezing out residents, even as they try to overcome the loss of loved ones, their homes, and their community. The situation is prompting state lawmakers to consider giving counties the authority to phase out vacation rentals. Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement few projectiles actually made it through to their targets, despite launching a massive assault. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after nine, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Turning our attention south of the equator, there's been a rash of violence in an Argentinian town. Karen Chamas has the story.
An Argentinian city has fallen victim to a wave of narcotic-related violence. In the hometown of soccer star Lionel Messi, a string of drug-related shootings has stunned the unsuspecting Argentinian town of Rosario. Shaken residents have described a sense of dread taking hold, with some saying they kiss their loved ones goodbye before going to work, not knowing if it will be the last time they see them. The recent violence serves as an early test to the security agenda of the recently elected populist president Javier Milei. Milei has tethered his political success to saving Argentina's tanking economy and eradicating narco-trafficking violence. I'm Karen Chavez.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Chicago authorities say an off-duty police officer has been murdered.
Police say a 30-year-old officer has been shot and killed early Sunday while heading home from work. Authorities say Officer Luis M. Huesca was driving home and still in uniform. He had been shot multiple times. The officer's vehicle was taken, but police still haven't confirmed if that shooting was all part of a carjacking. The officer was a 6-year veteran and just a few days shy of his 31st birthday. Jason Walker reporting.
And the bloodshed doesn't stop there. An Arkansas teenager facing a first-degree murder charge after the fatal shooting of a high school senior outside a party following a prom, and a knife attack on a crowded party boat at a pier in Brooklyn, New York, sends 3 people to the hospital. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Yesterday, we told you how Visa has made a multi-billion-dollar investment into fighting fraud, and that includes safeguarding your online identity. As we hear from James Murfin, SVP, Global Head of Risk and Identity Solutions at Visa.
So we're investing in technology, things like tokenization, to protect payment credentials more broadly. It's a good way to take the personal information out of that transaction and out of the information that's flowing. And we've recently announced a number of new products to try and protect payments as well. So we announced 3 new AI-powered solutions as part of our Visa Protect suite to help block fraud. And all of those are being deployed to try and help either issuers or merchants, or in fact other banks that are making payments across other networks as well, to try and protect those. So it's not just about payments on the Visa network, but the impact of identity fraud or scams and other things happening.
More info is at visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, we'll have the second half of an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. Known as 5 Tons of Coal, it prominently features cast member Hal Perry as Gildersleeve. Before we get back to that, though, I want to let you know that later on we shift to the dramas, as Chester Morris brings his motion picture character Boston Blackie to radio. It's a 1944 summer series which aired on NBC, sponsored by Rinso Laundry Soap, as pitched by Harlow Wilcox. Which brings us back to this opening series, also announced by Wilcox. Of course, he was selling Johnson's Wax. In addition to Wilcox and Perry as Gildy, you'll hear Jim Jordan as Fibber, and Marion Jordan as both Molly and the little girl Teeny. Voice whiz Bill Thompson shows up as Greek immigrant Nick DeFopoulos, and Isabel Randolph as neighbor Abigail Uppington. Let's get back to it. This originally played out back in December 3rd of 1940.
All right, McGee, get busy.
Now, you better start it off, Gildy. It's your shuffle.
Well, we can't rush into this now.
Well, now, listen. One of you better start, or I'll go back to the house and bring Uncle Dennis over. He'll do it.
Oh, no. Get busy, Gildersleeve. Come on, snap in there.
All right. That's it.
There. Oh. Now try shoveling some in with the window open.
I thought I told you to go down there and open that basement window, McGee.
I did open the basement window. You threw that in the living room. Here, let me take that shovel. I'll show you how it ought to be done. With rhythm.
What do you mean, rhythm?
He means you've really got to swing that coal, Porter. I didn't like it either. Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, hello, folks.
Hi, Harlow.
What's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter?
I mean the way Gildersleeve's staring at me. What have I done?
It's what you're going to do that fascinates me, my boy.
What's he going to do, Gildy?
You know as well as I do what he's going to do.
Huh?
He's going to give out with some advertising.
Well, so what?
I want to see how he gets into it, that's all. Two men standing over a pile of coal with a shovel. Now, how can he get into Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from that situation?
Why, it's perfectly simple. What happens when you shovel coal in the snow? You get your feet muddy. Mm-hmm. You track it into the kitchen. But do your wives care? Certainly not. Their kitchen linoleum is protected with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, the no-rubbing polish that shines as it dries. All she has to do is wipe up the muddy tracks with a damp cloth. No rubbing, no scrubbing, no mopping. Why, Johnson's glow coat writes its own sales talk in this situation.
By George, I guess it does.
Didn't even have to give it any thought, did you, Mr. Wilcox?
Why, of course not. I just looked down at that pile of coal there in the snow, and there it was, in black and white. Well, I'll see you later, folks.
Someday, mark my words, that guy's going to get stumped. And you know what'll happen then?
No, what?
He'll cut the stump up into boards, build a floor, and cover it with linoleum, and go on from there. Well, Gildy, what do you say we knock off for a little rest?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, for goodness sakes, you've thrown one shovel full of coal into that cellar, and you stop to rest. I'm going to go back to the house and finish that Christmas shopping list.
Hey, Molly, make us a pot of coffee, will you? We'll be kind of tired and cold before long.
Yeah, the way you've been working, I'd suggest tea and ladyfingers. I'll be back in a huff with the stuff.
Well, let's say we get going, Gildy.
Yes, it gets me better.
Yeah.
Hey, you start, McGee. I want to light a cigar.
No, you start. I want to unwrap a stick of gum.
Well, that's all right. No hurry.
Yeah.
This coal has been in the ground 2 million years. I guess it can wait 5 minutes longer.
I'll say so. It's the rush and scurry of modern living that's devitalizing the human race.
Yeah.
I made it. Some gum, Gildy?
No, thanks. Have a cigar?
No, thanks. There's nothing harder in the world than shoveling coal, is there?
Hi, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, hello, little girl.
Hi, sis.
Hi. What you doing? Who's watching?
We're shoveling this coal into Mr. Gildersleeve's basement, and we're very busy, so you better run along.
We got steam heat in our house, I bet you.
Well, so have I, little girl.
Well, and what you want the coal for?
The coal is what makes the steam, sis.
That's right, little girl.
How can all that black coal make all that white steam?
Now, look, sis, we ain't got time to delve into the physical and chemical aspects of the matter, but roughly, the steam is a result of combustion in the form of a vapor. You know what a vapor is?
Sure I do, I bet you. We got one on our windshield.
Oh, my goodness. Windshield vapor. No, little girl. Let me explain this. Steam is the result of the evaporation of water under extreme heat. You know what makes the whistle blow on a steam engine.
Sure. The engineer.
It's...
Now, wait a minute, sis. The simple fact remains that we got to get this coal shoveled in, see?
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else, Mr. Gildersleeve has got to keep warm this winter, you know.
Gee, does everybody in the world use coal, mister?
Practically, yes.
Well, with few exceptions, such as Ireland. In Ireland, they burn peat.
Peat who?
Not peat anybody, just peat.
Oh, an orphan, huh?
No, not an orphan. A peat, little girl, is semi-carbonized vegetable matter.
Well, gee...
You better let me handle this, Gildersleeve.
Yes.
Now, look, little girl.
All righty.
I'll try to explain.
See, they'll be peachy, mister. Go ahead.
Well, I will if you'll quit interrupting me. You see, the coal...
I won't interrupt you anymore, mister.
That's fine. Now then, you see...
Because interrupting people isn't polite, is it?
No, it isn't. Now, for the love of Pete.
If you love Pete, why do you burn him?
Oh, sure. Take it, Gildy.
Okay. Now, look here, little girl. We're very busy, so you run along and play so we can...
I can't, I betcha. Not till I give you the message.
What message?
My daddy went hunting and he brought back a deer. He wants to know if you and Mr. McGee can come over tomorrow night for a vanishing dinner.
Oh, you mean a venison dinner, don't you, sis?
Do I?
Sure.
Okay.
You tell your father we'll be delighted to come, little girl.
Tell him that for me, too, sis. This is the first we've ever been invited to your house.
Yes, first time for me also.
I know it. Papa said he couldn't resist the opportunity, I betcha.
What opportunity? This is just a venison dinner, isn't it?
Sure, but he said he could hardly wait to see you two passing the buck to each other at close range.
Just as grimy, but are you as groggy as I am, Gildersleeve?
I'm pretty tired, McGee. But it's good for us. Gives tone to the muscles.
Yeah, and at the next tone signal, that's my muscle signing off. If it wasn't for that scalp knife you're giving me, Gildersleeve, here comes Molly with a pahada, a hot coffee.
Welcome, Mrs. McGee, welcome. You know, this is mighty nice of you, Mrs. McGee.
No, not at all, not at all. How many lumps, Mr. Gildersleeve?
There's about a half a ton there. We'll be... Oh, you mean sugar. two, please, and a few drops of cream.
For cream's sake, Fisher, and Mrs. McGee and Mr. Gildersleeve. Hello.
Good day, Mr.
Hello,
Gildersleeve.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I don't like to be making any derogatory remarks, but why don't you wash your faces? My goodness, I didn't know you could get so dirty on the radio.
Well, you can't shovel coal without getting a little grimy, Nick.
Too bad you weren't here a couple of hours ago, Mr. DePopulos. You could have helped him.
Oh, not me, Chupi. It's too strenuous for me. My doctor says I must not do any violent exercises. You know, arthritis.
Oh, have you got arthritis?
Sure, he's my doctor. Dr. Stanopoulos, arthritis.
Well, what's he treating you for, Nick?
$2 a visit.
Oh, what have you got?
$1.50, but my credit is good, sweetie.
Now, this isn't getting us any place.
Where do you want to get, Chupi? My car is right around the corner.
No, it's just an expression, Mr. DePopulos. I'm not going anywhere. I'm waiting to see these two shoveliers get the rest of that coal in.
We just stopped for a breathing spell, Mrs. McGee.
Yeah, you don't mind if we breathe, do you?
I don't care if you have bell-bottom pants. But I wish you'd get through and clean yourself up.
Me too, Chupi. I think they are disgraceful to the neighborhood. You know what I would do if I was shoveling all that coal?
What would you do?
I wouldn't do it. Well, I better be getting along. And don't forget, we want you all to come over to our house for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? Hey, that's 11 months and 2 weeks away.
We can wait. So long, now.
Come on, boys. Get busy. You'll catch cold standing around here like this.
Okay, Mrs. McGee. I'll take the rest of it.
Nice going, Gildersleeve.
Thanks, chum. And I'll have to admit you've been a great help to me.
Oh, it was nothing that any red-blooded, clean-living American boy wouldn't have done, Gildersleeve.
Oh, yes, it was, McGee. Huh? My goodness, the way you've toiled and slaved to help me today, with your little biceps quivering and your frail little legs tottering.
I ain't got legs like a frail. Don't you get it, Molly? He says something about my frail little legs.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Oh, well, they're all tired anyway.
Now, come on. Put your coat on before you catch your death of cold.
My coat? Where did I put my... Hey, you know what I done?
Yeah, what'd you do, McGee?
When I went down to open your cellar window, I laid my coat down on the basement floor. And you know where it is now? Down there in your basement under 5 ton of coal.
What?
It's a good thing it's an old coat.
I'll give it back to you in the spring, McGee.
Yeah. For goodness sake, McGee, I don't think that's anything to laugh about.
Huh?
Go down there right away and dig it out.
Oh, no, sir, not me. I'm all wore out now.
You're the
winner,
Mr. McGee. Huh? Oh, Mr. McGee, I have wonderful news for you.
What is it, Mrs. Uppington?
You won first prize on our raffle.
What? Well, that's
wonderful.
Yes. I won first prize?
Yes,
on
you
the...
did. Now, give me the ticket, Mr. McGee, and I'll give you the prize right now.
The tickets?
Yes, the raffle tickets, McGee. Where are they?
Why, hey, I left them tickets in my coat pocket, and my coat is down under the... Oh, no. No. I wouldn't shovel 5 ton of coal again for $100.
Oh, but Mr. McGee, the prize is $100.
What? It is? Give me that shovel, Gildersleeve, and get out of my way.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
shovel 5 tons of coal again for $100. Come on.
How many hours of work do you save in a year by using Johnson's self-polishing glow coat? Well, it's a good many, I can tell you. Enough to do plenty of other things. Bridge, movies, playing with your children, or just plain and fancy sitting around. Glow Coat is a valuable time saver. It does away with tiresome floor scrubbing. Oh, and by the way, when you're looking for practical, inexpensive Christmas gifts for your friends, why not consider either Johnson's Wax or Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat? I can assure you they'll be as welcome as they are useful.
Tons of coal. A measly $100. Silly me to bury my coat. Like this. Look at these calluses. Okay, Molly, okay, you've done enough. Hand me the shovel, I'll do the rest. Good night.
Good night, Hall.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Pippin McGee and Molly is played by Jim and Marion Jordan in 5 Tons of Coal, an episode from December 3rd, 1940. I'm Greg Bell, and you heard Harold Perry in that one as the McGee's neighbor, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. Well, about 9 months after that episode, Perry and his Gildy character got their very own radio series, which would air for an impressive 16 years. They first half with Perry, and then after he left the role, he was played by sound-alike Willard Waterman. Fibber McGee and Molly announcer Harlow Wilcox will always be best remembered for his decades of work on that series, but he announced for a number of other programs as well, including Suspense, Mayor of the Town, and the next series I'll share with you. It's Boston Blackie starring Chester Morris, and it begins on When Radio Was right after this.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now as promised, it's a radio version of a popular film series, with lead actor Chester Morris back as the title character, joined by Richard Lane as Faraday, and Jan Miner as Mary. This is from June 23rd, 1944.
Rinso, R-I-N-S-O, Soapy Rich Rinso presents Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris.
Municipal Tower to Transcontinental Flight 17. Municipal Tower to Transcontinental Flight 17. Over.
That's us, Tom. Check it.
Check. Transcontinental Flight 17 to Municipal Tower. Flight 17 to Municipal Power. Over.
Police instructions. Check and see if you have male passenger occupying seat 24. Passenger occupying seat 24 wanted by police. Over.
I'm just checking my list, Joe. Yep, we got a man in 24. I'll tell him. Municipal Tower, we have a man in seat 24. The name he's traveling under is John J. Jones.
John J. Jones. Maybe that's his right name, but the police want him. They know him as Boston Blackie.
And now, meet Boston Blackie. Outside the law is no strange territory to Blackie, but never does he stray for personal reward. Although the police, and notably Inspector Faraday, find no solace in his motives, and only bewilderment in his ability to remain out of their reach. Meet Chester Morris as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
You Chicago police have been very cooperative. Thanks a million.
Glad to help you, Inspector Faraday. When we send a man to New York, you can return the favor.
Glad to. Anytime, Captain.
There's the plane now, Inspector. See it? Blackie's got to be on it. We know he was on the plane when it left Detroit, and it hasn't made any stops.
Well, Blackie's liable to get out of anything any time. I remember once I had him in two sets of handcuffs, and the next minute...
No handcuffs.
No Blackie. Chances are I couldn't have made the charge stick anyhow. Never have been able to tie anything on him in 6 years.
You'll be able to arrest him now, won't you, Inspector?
You're sure Blackie's a man, are you, Miss Moray?
Oh, of course I'm sure. I was with my grandfather when he was robbed and the money stolen. The thief wore no mask, and I recognized him from the picture of Boston Blackie that was in the paper last year.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sure it was Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep asking me if I'm sure?
I just wanted to be certain, that's all. I've been waiting to get a witness to make a positive identification for a long time.
Oh, here comes the plane now. Do you think he'll have the money with him? I can't wait until I get my hands on it.
There's lots of money in this world, Miss Moray. What I can't wait to get my hands on is Boston Blackie. Go ahead in, Miss Moray. I've been keeping Blackie in my hotel room here until that plane leaves for New York. Talk to him yourself. I can't get anything out of him. Go ahead now. Monahan's in there guarding him, and I'll be right here outside the door.
All right, Inspector Faraday.
Blackie always was a soft touch for a girl. Here's hoping you get something out of him.
Oh, Inspector, you'll never know how important it is to me that I do. Hello?
He won't say a word, miss. Just sits there like he did all the time the inspector was questioning him.
Oh, I'll try. Blackie? Boston Blackie, would you talk to me?
About business or pleasure?
Maybe a little of both. Detective Monahan, could Mr. Blackie and I go over in the corner and talk?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why not. I'll stroll out to the window.
Would you please come over here with me, Blackie?
Why, sure. I've been waiting for a chance like this to have a little chat with you, Miss Moray. You identified me as the man who stole $10,000 from your grandfather.
Yes, I did.
You know, you never saw me before in your life, Miss Moray.
I wish I had. Then I wouldn't be in such desperate trouble now.
You're in trouble. You had me arrested because you're in trouble? What is this, a new switch on the share the wealth plan?
Oh, please let me explain. From what I've heard of you, Blackie, you're the only man living who can help me. But I had no idea of where or how I could reach you.
Oh, so you made up the story of my stealing your grandfather's money, huh?
Yes, I did. I knew the police could trace your movements where I couldn't. And I knew you could get away from Inspector Faraday once I'd seen you.
Well, thanks for the confidence.
The very worst, I could have said I was mistaken in the identification, and then they would have had to let you go. Only by then it would be too late.
Say, look, let's get organized. Too late for what?
To recover the diamond that was stolen from me.
You've got the wrong boy, lady. If a diamond was stolen from you, let the police get it back. They're in that business.
But that diamond, Blackie, the rest of my life depends on it. I must have it back by tomorrow night. Oh, please, please help me.
Well, with these handcuffs on and two New York detectives guarding me, I couldn't be of very much help to anybody.
But those handcuffs, haven't I heard that you can get out of them whenever you want to?
Yes, but I've got to want to first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm more than sorry. I'm miserable. I knew I had to reach you, and I just messed up everything.
Oh, wait a minute, Miss Moray. We'll figure some way out. Here, wipe your eyes with this handkerchief.
Thanks. Put your hand. You got out of the handcuff.
Shh. Okay, now. There, your eyes are nice and dry. Now blow. You feel better now?
Yes, I do.
All right, then. Let me have your bedtime story.
I don't know how I can laugh.
Oh, it's easy. You just open your mouth and close your eyes and think of Inspector Faraday. Never fails. Come on, Miss Moray. Tell me the whole story before Faraday gets restless.
Well, I'm engaged to George Atwater.
Yes?
We're to be married soon, and yesterday he brought me something to look at. The Jonathan Diamond.
The Jonathan, huh? Oh, that's worth a fortune.
Well, George's father has millions.
Hey, Miss Moray, you all right over there?
Oh, yes, officer, thank you. I won't be a minute now. Blackie, the diamond belonged to George's father. George brought it over to show me, and then he had a little too much to drink, and I thought it safer if he left it with me. He agreed. And sometime during the night, it must have been stolen from my apartment.
I get it. If you don't produce the diamond, there'll be a mess. The police don't know anything about the diamond?
No. That's why I made up the story about my grandfather and the stolen money.
Well, when do you have to produce the Jonathan, Miss Moray?
Tomorrow night. George gets back from a trip then. He'll want it and... Oh, Blackie.
Tomorrow night? Well, it doesn't give me much time to work, but I'll try. Call the detective over here.
All right, but why?
Shh, don't ask questions. Just get him over.
All right. Officer, would you come over here a minute, please?
Sure, Miss Snatcher. Well, did he tell you anything?
No, but I've got something to tell you, Monahan.
Indeed, and what's that?
This.
You shouldn't have done that, Blackie. You shouldn't have hit the officer.
You sure would have disappointed me if you hadn't said that. Now, listen. I'm going out the window and down the fire escape. As soon as I get moving, you scream for Faraday. Tell him what happened, that I socked Monahan and put the handcuffs on you. Here, I'd better do that now. Faraday's got the key. He'll open them later. There. Now, remember, you finally worked this handkerchief from around your mouth and screamed. Have you got that?
Yes. Oh, Blackie, please remember that getting back that diamond means my marriage and my whole life's happiness.
Okay. Well, I'm going to New York, and I'll do my best. If I get back the diamond, you get married. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if instead of Boston Blackie, from now on I'm known as Chicago Cupid. Shorty, listen. When a piece of ice like the Jonathan Diamond is lifted, somebody's got to know something about it.
Look, Blackie, I've been out all night on it. Nobody knows nothing. All I could pick up was that a fella named Atwater owns it. None of the boys are touching. That is, except Duke Walton. I'm telling you, it's as hot as a pistol, but Duke's been bragging that he'll grab it one of these days.
Yeah? Well, where can I find him?
Well, I checked that, too. He's out of town. That's definite. Yeah, he's been gone a week. Now, look, boss, why don't you lay off?
Shorty, I promised to get that diamond back. I chartered a plane out of Chicago last night after breaking out of that hotel room. Young Atwater isn't due back in town till tonight, so I still have a little time. I'm going to waste some of it on a visit to the Atwater house.
Ain't you a little out of your class up there, Blackie? You know they got an awful lot of dough, those Atwaters.
You know something, Shorty? After the way that Moray girl smiled at me in Chicago, I kind of feel like $1 million myself.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to see Mr. Atwater.
Who shall I say is calling, please?
Mr. Jones. Mr. John J. Jones. Mr. Atwater doesn't know me, but you can say it's about his son.
About Mr. George Atwater, Jr.?
That's right.
He's in, sir. Would you like to see him?
George is in? Well, I certainly would like to see him. When did he get back?
A little while ago, sir. He returned earlier than we expected. Come this way. He's in the library right here. Shall I announce you?
No, no, thanks. I'll go right in.
Very good, sir.
Hello there, Mr. Atwater.
Yes, I'm George Atwater. Who are you?
My name is Jones, Mr. Atwater, John J. Jones. I'm a friend of your fiancée's.
Oh, a friend of Lee's?
That's right, and if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the night before last, when you left Miss Moray, you were a little,
Oh, what do you mean a little? I was a lot.
Well, I don't mean to be personal, but did you stop off anywhere on your way home?
No, I got a cab and came right home.
Mr. Atwater, where do you usually keep the Jonathan Diamond?
I don't know what you're driving at, Mr. Jones, but, well, we keep it here in the library, in this wall safe. Only it's not here now.
Would you open the safe for me, please?
Well, now, Mr. Jones, you're a perfect stranger to me, even though you are a friend of Miss Moray's. Well, you could hardly expect... Oh. So... This is a holdup.
I'm sorry I'd pull his gun on you, Mr. Atwater, but I want to see that safe. You don't mind if I lock the library door, do you?
I do mind, but I don't suppose that matters.
Not a bit. There we are. So the Jonathan was kept in the safe, huh? Combination, Mr. Atwater. And keep your hands where I can see them.
Sorry, Mr. Jones. I seem to have forgotten the combination.
Well, I haven't time to make you remember it. Oh, the safe doesn't look too tough. Come over here where I can watch you while I go to work on it.
All right. There's nothing inside the safe, but go ahead and open
it. Quiet. Take that watch off your wrist and put it in your pocket. It's making too much noise. I can't hear the tumblers drop. Come on, take it off.
All right.
I think I've got the first number. Now for the second one. This box of yours is pretty simple, Mr. Atwater. In fact, it's about the most unsafe safe I ever saw. There, that's the second number, all right? Do you want to be a good boy and tell me the last number? No? Okay, be a bad boy and watch me find it out for myself. There. Now, that ought to do it. I'll try the handle now. Well, made it.
My compliments.
Save them. Let's take a look in this jewelry box. Oh, so the Jonathan Diamond wasn't in the safe, huh? Well, what's this, then?
That's the Jonathan, all right. I meant to leave it at Miss Moray's apartment, but I changed my mind.
Open this door! Open it up! Open the door, Mr. Atwater! We're the police! Open up!
Faraday, he must have had Shorty watched and trail me here.
You don't mind if I close this safe door, do you, Mr. Jones? I want you to be cuffed with that diamond still in your hand. Well, this seems to be my day for unexpected visitors.
Now keep away from that door, Atwater.
You don't scare me. I'm going to open it. I'm coming.
I'm going.
You'll have to hurry. He's going through the window. Quick, he's got the Jonathan Diamond. He must still be in the garden.
I've got two men out there. Maybe I can spot him from here. Come on, Monahan. Blackie! Blackie, stop!
Stop! Shoot him, Adam!
And he's got the Jonathan Diamond.
At last, Boston Blackie caught red-handed.
You are on the case with Boston Blackie. And we've got more coming up right after this.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades, Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. Jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now Boston Blackie and the Rockwell Diamond.
How do you like ourselves, Blackie? Air conditioning between the bars and everything. Comfortable enough for you?
Oh, sure. This one's wonderful. I wish you'd try sleeping on that mattress they have in here. I gave up in the middle of the night and slept on the stone floor. It was softer. Oh, come on, Faraday. How about a couple of pillows?
Oh, huh? Poor Blackie. Too bad I didn't hear you. I've suddenly gotten very deaf. Isn't that terrible?
You've suddenly gotten very deaf, and you've always been very dumb.
Oh, very funny, Blackie.
Yes, I know. New gag writer.
Last one have to go back to kindergarten?
Yes, and he told me how much all the other children miss you since you stopped going, Faraday.
Blackie, we had to grab you on that Maury girl's charge.
All right, so you grabbed me.
A $10,000 stick-up, Blackie. That isn't important now. We'll talk about that later. But where's the Jonathan Diamond?
Jonathan Diamond? What's that?
Listen, Blackie, you've had that diamond in your hand. Now you had it when we broke in. Atwater saw it there. Where is it now?
Now, you listen, Faraday. You've got to get me out of here in a couple of hours. You haven't a thing to hold me on.
Oh? Breaking into the Atwater house?
I broke out of the house, not into it.
Oh.
Now, see if that's a crime, Inspector.
You opened the safe in the library and you stole the Jonathan Diamond. How about that?
You sure I did?
Mm.
Does that safe look forced? Did you find the diamond on me?
No to all those things. But we've got George Atwater as a witness.
A witness to what? I was calling on him at the suggestion of a mutual friend, Inspector.
Hmm.
We were having a chat when somebody started to pound on the door. I got scared and jumped through the window. You know, things like that happen, Inspector. People get scared and they jump.
Blackie, I'm telling you this, man to man, we've got a case against you. Atwater's word against yours that you robbed his safe. And slugging Monahan in Chicago. The Moray girl's testimony that you robbed her grandfather. That'll add up to 10 years at least.
Go ahead, Inspector.
All right, I'll be honest, Blackie. Young Atwater screaming about his diamond. Says you had it 1 minute, and we grabbed you the next minute, so it can't be missing.
Only it is.
All right, you tell us where you hid it, and I'll get him to drop all charges. I'll even talk to the Moray girl to get her to go easy if you return her doll. Now, how's that?
I don't know.
Oh. You must have it stashed somewhere. Give me your word of honor to deliver it back to me today, and I'll let you out. Your word's always been good to me, Blackie. Now, come on, don't you want to get out of jail?
I don't know now, Faraday. It's kind of a nice jail, you know, air conditioning between the bars.
Blackie, be a good guy.
Okay, Faraday, as a favor to you, I'll come out. And you'll have your diamond back 2 hours after I leave here. But I'm not to be bothered during that time by the cops. You understand?
Bothered? You'll be protected. And thanks a million, Blackie.
That's all right, Faraday. I'll get plenty of satisfaction every time I remember you begging me to get out of jail.
Hello?
Miss Moray, this is Blackie. Can you talk?
Oh, yes, of course. Nobody's here. Did you...
Did I get the diamond? Well, yes and no, Miss Moray. Nobody ever stole it from your apartment.
What?
Atwater says he took it with him when he left you the other night.
But that's impossible. He didn't. I know he didn't. I even looked at it after he left.
Well, Miss Moray, will you meet me by the shrubbery alongside the library window of the Atwater house in exactly a half an hour?
Well, all right, but what are we going to do?
We're going to rob a safe, Miss Moray, with police protection. Keep that flashlight steady, Miss Moray, please. Mm-hmm. If we're lucky, the safe won't be locked.
Why not?
Because nobody knows I put the diamond back in it when the police pounded on the door. And it was only slammed shut by young Atwater. Well, here it is. There, you see? It was open. And here's the box that holds the Jonathan diamond. Put your flashlight on it, and we'll take a quick look.
All right. There. But,
oh,
the box is empty.
Uh-oh. Atwater must have seen me put it back and grabbed it. But why is he telling the police that I had it?
And see that I'm not disturbed.
Quick, that's Atwater now. Put out that flash and get back at these thieves. Hurry.
All right.
Seven, six, nine.
What are you doing, Blackie?
Shh, I'm counting the clicks on the dial. Seven, three, four, two. Got it.
Hello. This is George Atwater. I got your message, but why did you call me here after I... Well, I don't care about that. We made a deal. I don't owe you a dime anymore, and you got what you wanted. Well, you have to expect it to be hot for a while. And look, remember this. I'm washed up with you and that crooked roulette wheel of yours. We're all square. And if you call me here again, I'll turn you over to the police. Yes, yes. If I hear of anybody who wants to buy it, I'll let you know. You'll what? Don't be foolish. Who'd believe that? Goodbye.
I think I understand everything now, Miss Moray, but I've got to find the man Atwater just called.
How can you? He didn't mention any name.
No, but I counted the clicks as he was dialing that number. If my ears haven't let me down, I can call that number, too. Anyhow, I'm going to try.
You think that man has a Jonathan diamond?
Yes, I think so. But you don't have to worry about it from now on. You won't be blamed because it was missing from your apartment.
But you're in a mess now, aren't you?
Well, yes, kind of. You see, I promised Faraday that he'd have his diamond back in 2 hours, and I can't keep that promise. Well, I hope the OPA hasn't put a ceiling on tempers. Because if they have, he'll hit it.
After this brief pause, we'll be back to wrap up this episode of Boston Blackie. Stay tuned.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to Boston Blackie on When Radio Was.
Hello. Police headquarters.
Inspector Faraday, please.
Just a minute. Faraday speaking.
This is Blackie, Faraday.
Your time's up, Blackie. Have you got the Jonathan Diamond?
Well, no, Inspector, I haven't.
You're stalling. Now, Blackie, you've crossed me for the last time. I'm going to have a dragnet out that'll have you down here before you know it, and you're going to stay in jail this time.
Yeah, but, Inspector, listen, I... You wouldn't listen, Shorty. I've got to work extra fast now.
Gee, Blackie, look, if there's anything
Hold
I
it,
can...
Shorty. I'm going to try that number Atwater called.
Hello?
Hello, Atwater told me to call you.
Yeah? Who's this?
I've got cash I'd like to trade in for something you've got. Atwater says...
Atwater says, huh? Okay. I'm in an old house, 632 West 100th Street. First door on the right as you come in. Get here fast and we'll talk business.
Okay. Bye.
Worked, eh, Blackie?
I don't know. It was a little too easy. Come on, Shorty. We're going up there to get Faraday his diamond. Unless his dragnet gets me first.
Blackie. Duck down. Duck down this hallway.
Okay, what is it, Shorty?
Prowl car just coming this way. I never saw so many cops as we passed on the way up here.
Never mind, Shorty. Stay flattened out against this door until it's time for what I told you to do.
Yeah, okay, Blackie. But who really stole the Jonathan Diamond?
Nobody stole it, Shorty. Atwater left the stone at Lee Murray's apartment and then returned later that night and lifted it so that Miss Murray could report it stolen to the police.
Ixnay, Ixnay, boss. Coppers. Okay, now... look, boss, why did Atwater want the Dane reported?
So he wouldn't be involved. This guy I called up, the one who lives in this building, has something on Atwater and wanted the diamond as his price for clamming up. Atwater had to get it for him, see?
Oh, yeah, I get it. He stashed it in his own safe until he could reach this guy and turn it over to him. Only you opened the safe before he could do it. And he had to figure out a new story, huh, boss?
Sure. All he had to tell the cops then is that he was afraid that Jonathan wouldn't be safe at the girl's apartment and that he went back in to get it.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty cute when I put the diamond back in the safe. But Atwater must have seen me. Well, wish me luck, Shorty. And don't forget what I told you to do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, boss. Quick. Come on. It's okay now.
So long.
Yeah? Who is it?
I called you a little while ago.
Okay.
Open up.
Okay.
Well, Duke Walton. Put that gun down, Duke. You and I can make a deal.
Think so?
Sure.
Lucky you're not as cute as you thought. I called Atwater back and found your call was a phony.
Too bad for you. Now I gotta bump you.
Wait a minute, Duke.
I'm gonna wait a couple of minutes, Blackie. Some friends of mine are coming over with a car to take you on a little trip. Now sit down in that chair and put your arms behind your back. Go on, I ain't the patient type.
Okay, Duke. How's that?
That's better. Now I'm gonna tie you up nice and pretty like that. How do you like it? Too tight for your pretty hands to be tied?
Well, yes, if you really want to know.
I don't. I'll give it an extra yank just to make sure.
Hey, Duke.
Huh?
Duke, look under the door. Huh? That's smoke.
Where? Hey, that's right. Well, that makes things easier. This joint's a fire trap. I'll scram out of here and leave you tied up, Blackie.
Blackie, I guess I was just born under a lucky star. Eh?
Maybe. But don't forget, Duke, sometimes stars have a habit of falling.
Yeah, okay, so I'm ducking right out of here.
Fire! Fire! The whole building's on fire! Come on, get out of here!
That does it. So long, Blackie. Me and the Jonathan Diamond are getting out of here, and both of us are nice and safe, which is more than I can say for you, pal.
Wait a minute, Duke. I've got a proposition.
Sure, but I got a date. No use trying to bust him ropes, boy. Maybe the fire will burn him through for you, huh?
Hey, you did it. How'd you get out of them ropes? Never mind, ain't going to do any good.
Oh, yes, it is, Duke. This place is on fire. Go on, try and get out.
I don't have to try. I'm getting.
Take a look at the door, Duke. It's locked.
Sure, it's locked, and I'm going to open it right now. Hey, where'd the key go to?
I've got it, Duke, right here. I locked the door and removed the key when I had my back to the door after you got the drop on me.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. We'll both be burned to death.
Sure, Duke. Here it is.
Catch.
Hey, hey, don't throw it like... Hey, where'd it go? I gotta get it.
Sure, you're gonna get it, but good.
Ha-ha, you miss me, sucker.
Oh, sucker, you are. Get you for this Blackie, if it's a... Take a minute. Oh, hey, you're breaking my wrist.
Drop that gun. Okay. Now, where's the diamond?
Never mind the diamond, Blackie. The fire will both be trapped.
Well, there's no fire, sucker.
Huh?
My pal Shorty burned some papers in the hall and pounded on the door.
But you...
Now, give her that diamond. You must have it on you. When you thought there was a fire, you'd have never left without it.
I ain't got it, Blackie. When I found your phone call was a phony, I give it to a guy to hold for
you. You're lying, Duke. I'm going to search you. Now turn around with your back to me and keep your hands in the air.
Yeah, okay, but I tell you, I ain't got it on me.
Well, we'll see. It's not here. Not here. It's not here.
Yeah.
It's me, boss. Everything all right?
Okay, Shorty, I'll let you in. Wait till I pick up the key. Now, don't move, you.
Well, it worked, huh, boss?
Yeah, it worked, but... Do you recognize this guy, Shorty?
Yeah, sure. That's Duke Walton, the guy I was telling you about. It was Bragg who'd have the Jonathan Diamond.
Well, he hasn't got it. I've searched him. He's clean, Shorty.
He's holding out, the dirty heel.
Yes, the dirty... Heel. Heel, huh? You know, Shorty, I think I've got something there. It's the one place I didn't look. Take off your shoes, Duke. Come on, take them off.
Yeah. You win, Blackie. The ice is in my right shoe. There's a slide in the heel. The diamond's inside.
Now, that's being very sensible, Duke. Yeah. I'll just take the diamond out of that slot it's in and at the same time pull myself and Inspector Faraday out of a great big hole. Well, it's bargain day, Faraday. You've got your diamond and I've got Miss Morey. Right, honey?
Well, for a while, Blackie. Then I've got to go back home to Wisconsin.
Oh, well, can we go now, Inspector?
Okay, Blackie. Go ahead, beat it. You're in the clear. Only remember this. You make one slip, Blackie, and as sure as my name is Faraday, I'll be on your neck.
You'll be on my neck, eh? Okay, Inspector, but before Miss Morey leaves for Wisconsin, I hope I'll have her there for a little while first.
Be sure to listen at this same time next week for another exciting adventure with Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris with Richard Lane as Inspector Faraday. You can see Chester Morris as Boston Blackie on the screen at your favorite movie theater. Boston Blackie's latest Columbia picture is One Mysterious Night, soon to be released. Original music for this program by Charles Cornell. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Rinso and wishing you all a very pleasant good night.
From June 23rd, 1944, As You Were at Boston Blackie was a popular big screen series at the time. A total of 14 Columbia Pictures films were released from 1941 through 49, all with Chester Morris as the lead and Richard Lane as Faraday. The radio program was a summer replacement series for the vacationing Amos and Andy, and then the following spring, a syndicated version of Boston Blackie came to radio. Instead of Morris and Lane, though, it starred Richard Calmer and Maurice Tarplin. The character had begun, though, in literature, created by early 20th century author Jack Boyle, and published in 1914 in a series of short stories in the American Magazine. They were initially published under the numerical pen name 6066. What was the significance of that number? I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit ADXstudy.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Cape Girardeau, Missouri, people can wash a car and help a veteran next week as part of the Suds for Service Members event in Cape Girardeau. From 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, people can donate money to have their vehicle cleaned. The effort is put on by the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri with the goal of helping local veterans. Organizers with the PAVE program, Preparing Area Veterans for Employment, say all donations are welcome if people can give without getting a wash. There will be multiple ways to donate, including QR codes. PAVE helps veterans with job support and retention. We raise the money to help them in any area we can, Chiron Triplett Sr. said. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Boston Blackie creator Jack Boyle and his numerical pen name. His first 4 stories were published as written by number 6066. You see, Boyle had spent some time in prison for robbery, even serving a term in the infamous San Quentin. And when he turned to writing, he initially used his prison number as his pen name. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.